Today's sponsor is Loot Crate. For less than $20 a month, Loot Crate gives the geek in you a special treat every month. Loot Crate is a subscription box service with $40+ worth of geek, gamer, and pop culture gear, collectibles, apparel, comics, etc., delivered to your mailbox every month. This month, they're bringing you a fight for the ages. Suit up, choose your allies, and enter the arena for combat! They're ready to stand their ground this month with exclusive items from Blizzard, Fallout 4, Capcom, sponsor-worthy loot from the Hunger Games, as well as a few more items that will help their winners emerge victorious. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it, it's over. So go to lootcrate.com/super and enter code SUPER to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Trinkets that don't make noise.
I handle this trinket.
Silent
very
trinkets
well.
Are
you
fine
can have,
in your
you
hands.
You can have the squishy ball. I've given up my headphone spinning.
I have to give up my set of plastic keys that I chew on.
Dude,
right?
Seriously, I didn't even notice until like halfway through that fucking panel. I was spinning my headphones.
Of course you
were. That's how much of a fuck I didn't give.
That headphone spinning is a problem, right?
Yeah.
Liam's battery-destroying vibration on his phone is another thing.
Ticking the vibration
just ticking the vibrator
yeah.
on it, killing your motor for no reason.
I did it for years, and it did nothing, so...
But the headphone spinning,
well,
even if you're not hitting anything, creates
episode,
a noise.
There was, like, episode 4 or 5 where I accidentally hit the microphone.
There's that.
Well,
that.
And you constantly
and then,
hit yourself in the head with it, too.
And then you gave me the most vicious death glare ever, and you were right. You were right. That is a child thing that I was doing.
Oh, my God.
Hey, welcome to podcast 118.
That's correct.
What's our goofy fact about 118?
You know...
I should point out 117, not a prime number, 13 times or something.
Yeah, the comments will correct you.
I got blown up.
Bodied.
Immediately.
Bodied.
Well, immediately.
Like, you said one of the most transparently right or wrong things that simply took a calculation...
Yeah. Math thing!
Like...
We should almost make a segment at the beginning of each week where we just make corrections based
yeah.
on...
Have you listened to the Giant Beast cast?
No.
Before their letter time, they have fucking corrections.
And redactions.
And
there
like,
you go.
Nice. Okay, guys, we're idiots.
Yeah,
they have bad sax music, like, bum, bum, bum. It's great.
There you go.
Yeah, but we can't do that because
yeah.
it would take the whole podcast.
Yeah. I appreciate you asking, but I want Liam to ask so that he has to live out his own ill-fated bit.
What's your esoteric fact about episode 118?
Okay. Well, 118 is the hottest new K-sociodrama that's
really?
On the air.
Oh, K-drama?
It's a K-drama.
That's
ooh.
Good. K-drama's
ooh.
Cool.
And it's about 6 people living in a flat with not enough room for all of them together.
That is a very classic Korean
drama. That's a gimmick
drama.
I've never heard about.
They've gotta work together, and there's a coffee shop nearby, and they gotta get along.
I will try to be trendy and talk to my sister about it. Because
she
is a... What do you call them? A Koreaboo?
Koreaboo?
Yesterday, she impressed me by showing off... Well, not showing off, but she was reading off Korean text. And
wow.
I was like, fuck!
You were like, hey, sis,
fuck.
Why do you keep showing
like,
off?
Damn.
Did she call you Ajashe?
No.
Okay.
Korea's
no,
the new Japan.
She calls me stupid, but...
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
If Korea stopped making so much of Japan's anime, they could
stupid,
make their own anime!
And then puts her headphones back on and listens to Rooster Teeth stuff and not me.
Oh.
Man, that really sticks in your craw. That's like the
that's
fifth
really,
time you
yeah.
mentioned that.
But you know what? You know what? It would, if it was your sister, you would feel a little
stop
bit
stop watching
like that.
Achievement Hunter, sis. You're not listening.
She needs her Chivos.
We do this.
I do that all the time.
My sister doesn't care about Chivos.
Stop listening to my direct competitor. No. No, it's not. It's not actually.
Rush's Captain
they're
Sparkle.
Way too
didn't
big.
He buy a mansion the other day?
He did.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah, he did.
And you're like, why? Like, no, we talked about that. You're like, why didn't your sister get us a mansion?
But it's like, if we imply that like, we are anywhere near the level of Achievement Hunter or any of
no,
that,
exactly.
Get the fuck
didn't
out.
Didn't they start, like, 10 million years ago?
Well,
no,
free,
actually.
Like, when the internet was born or something?
They started as drunk gamers, and they were just little skits.
Okay.
And then they got Red versus Blue. And
but that was, like, Halo
was,
1.
Yeah.
That was, like,
and that took off.
That was, like,
a long
10, 15
ago.
Years
and
ago.
After that took off, they became
ago.
Rooster Teeth,
okay.
And then Achievement Hunter.
Well, maybe in 15 years, we'll be where they are now, and they will own a country. I mean, if we have a level of like individual streamers owning mansions, then let's just extrapolate this outwards
when we
to YouTubia.
When we get to that notch level, and Jay-Z's looking in on our mansion,
Jay-Z will be dead.
Well, Blue Ivy's looking in on
our
mansions.
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, Achievement Hunter will have their own country.
Wow, we're getting big in our britches considering the events of this week.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you gotta build me up, Buttercup.
Yeah.
Right? So,
don't worry. One day you'll be Jaden Smith's roommate.
Oh, man.
I
would just leave the mic
on.
It's coming.
There's a reality show I can get behind. Oh, we should mention...
That shit's streaming all day.
We should mention, Matt's not here. He's still on his honeymoon.
He's on the honeymoon.
He's being in love with his missus and on some beach somewhere.
And avoiding horrifying levels of embarrassment by not being in town.
Oh, it was fun.
Oh, that's great. So, we should just start with that.
Why not?
So,
this week was Geek Fest Montreal.
We went down to Geek Fest Montreal.
Did you show up
on Saturday at all?
No.
Okay, so could
I was busy on Saturday.
Should we start with Saturday?
Sure. Well, I want to start with one thing, which is every now and again I read some French-Canadian fans on the internet saying, don't forget to support your local cons. And I've read this a couple times, and I mentioned this to Wooly a few times, I remember.
Mm.
And I just want this to sit alongside this story.
We've had requests
from local people to come to local cons.
Just put it on the picnic stretch.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Right, so, as we get into this, it's right there
next to the pasta salad and like your cousin's goulash that you don't really want to eat.
So, Wooly, you went down there slightly before me on Saturday. Right.
Well, let's start with this. What is Geek Fest? Prior to this, we didn't really know.
I had never heard of it.
A friend that I used to work with got in touch. That does some French game journalism stuff for Montreal, and there's a college con that was going on, and it's one of those things where it's like, all right,
it was like a UB con in Buffalo,
a lot like that actually, exactly.
But here,
in Montreal,
and you know, you look at it and you go like, all right, I don't know too much about this, but it's fine. They seem to have
it'll take us half an hour to get there,
and he says, hey, I'll give you a slot.
What kind of fucks would we be to not show up to a con in our own fucking?
I hopped in a cab. I was there in 20 minutes.
Like, so Saturday, it's a Saturday Sunday con. I got there. I had to check it out on Saturday because you kind of like, you know, you feel a bit of an obligation to sort of like,
yeah, of course,
appear and like check things out.
Even if it's very small, just make the rounds, look at the stuff, play some stuff.
Be a little bit grateful that you know you got invited to be a guest, and so
it's very humbling.
So you know, it was a tiny event, tiny little game room, not much going on, but like it was what was there was fun because I got to try out. The Oculus with Keep Talking and No One Explodes.
I wanted to talk. Like,
still good.
So me, Wooly, and both of our girlfriends played that.
Yeah.
You were disarming the bomb, and me and the girls were giving the pro tips.
Confusedly telling you how to not. Yeah.
Dude, that game with we talk for a living, right?
Yeah.
And that helps. For anyone that doesn't, like, fuck, that game is impossible.
Yeah,
that game is super
hard. It's designed for you to fail.
And it's absolutely like a party fucking icebreaker type of thing.
Because you can play it with only two people. We had four, and me and the girls were just flying through pages.
And I'm doing the thing, and they can't see it because I've got the Oculus on. But as shit's going bad, the fucking lights are dimming, and shit's shaking, and sirens are going on.
Yeah. My favorite.
So for those who don't know, Wooly is trying to disarm a bomb that nobody else can see, and they've got printed paper.
We all have physical books
that tell us how to do it,
and we have to. It's like unclear shapes and stuff. And so my favorite part of the entire exercise was relatively early on when it was like, because we had three panels and we each took one, and mine was the wire panel, and Wooly's like staring at the wires and he's like trying to figure it out, and I go, okay, Wooly, how many wires do you got? And he tells me how many wires. What colors are they? And he goes, these colors. I go, okay, what's the serial number of the bomb? And he goes, what? And he uses the controller to start frantically looking around. It was like,
you had to find somewhere on that object was something.
That shit was a blast.
That's good stuff. And like, you can play it with a laptop with the bomb disarmer isolated,
yeah.
But the Oculus adds
the it Oculus to gives it a better experience.
It really does.
For sure.
So that was cool. They had that set up.
Yeah, I really liked. So they had a little game room that had a bunch of older stuff set up, which is cool. But I really liked that they had a little like outdoor.
What do you call it?
Arboretum.
They called it the garden.
Arboretum. The garden.
They called it the garden.
But regardless, there was video games outdoors.
Mini botanical.
Well, that was indoors.
Was it indoors?
Yeah,
I didn't even look up.
That's why it's an arboretum and not a garden.
It has the feeling of being outdoors,
yeah.
But it's actually
so I didn't look up.
Yeah, if you looked up, I would see like a greenhouse style slanted.
Well,
roof.
Shit, that's even cooler.
Yeah, that's part of the college. Yeah. College de Maisonneuve is rad, apparently, at least in that respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mike went there for one semester. He wasn't too.
We'll have to defer to his.
He left a 2-star review on Yelp.
There you go. But. Did that, played giant Jenga, that was fun,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of,
why is it not like Giga Jenga?
Right?
Yeah.
Cho Jenga.
Yeah, when we walked in, you were playing a giant
Connect Four
with your girlfriend who promptly beat you.
She kind of mopped the floor with me.
Wow.
That was a good time. That was about it for that night.
So when I showed up with the girlfriend, like, we first had a wonderful experience of how the fuck do we enter the building?
Oh, yeah?
The fucking college has, like, 16 exits, all sealed, all locked, no signage. Not a single arrow that points, hey, this way to the con. The correct entrance to the con leads you to, like, an escalator setup where you then have to go and find your... Super confusing.
I came in the front door, and it was quiet, and I was like, huh.
And there was no signage.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I just kind of had to walk
super
and listen.
Super confusing.
So
I find Willie relatively quickly. Like, we're talking on the phone, I'm like, where are you? And then he comes around the corner. I'm like, oh, there he is. So I said, oh, you have a pass. Should we get our passes? And he goes, oh, no, you can just... pick them up because we're guests.
Yeah. Like, and I had gone in, got my guest pass.
And you'd gotten one for your girlfriend, an accompanying pass. It literally said accompagné on it. So, oh, that's cool. So me and the girl go down to the thing and we go, hey, my name's Patrick Bovin. You have a pass for me. He's just, looks for it. Like, no. Like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And like, do you have Pat? Here it is. You couldn't make that jump. But the weird thing...
Well, you didn't say it right.
Was, yeah, whatever. The weird thing is when I said, oh, and can I get an accompanying pass for my girlfriend? A friend of mine told me we could get one. She goes, who told you that?
Right.
Who told you that? I go, a friend of mine. If it's a big deal, no, never mind, I'll just buy it. She's like, no. Who said that? Who told you
that's
we were giving out
weird.
Accompanying passes?
Yeah. Something going on.
What? And I forget the name. She said, was it JP? Was it JP that told you?
And you're like, you're involved in another case.
Yeah, just like, I'm not a part of the story.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually put my hands like, no, it was a friend of mine. He's over there. It's just, okay. And just kind of does a look at us, and then goes away.
Gives
and, like,
you the Larry David,
and then
you
gives
know?
Me like a super VIP pass.
Yeah,
and then we show that to you, and you, what is this?
The silver one and shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
I don't,
super
I don't
confusing.
Know. I don't understand.
I felt attacked.
It was
JP attacked you.
Yeah. Weird. So that was that.
Was
night.
Was he peering from around the corner,
yeah,
like laughing?
Exactly.
So that was that night.
Yeah.
And then we went back the next day, and we ran into Liam.
Yeah.
Walked around the artist alley showroom, whatever the place,
cafeteria.
The cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
There's some cool stuff in there.
But then we had our panel.
And then we had a panel, right? So we do what we usually do, and we kind of like, you know, got posted up around the entrance to the panel.
And I was like, okay, we're set to go on in like 25 minutes. We should be able to get in there 5 minutes, 10 minutes for setup, set up our laptop and do that stuff.
Took a look inside, couldn't really set stuff up because whatever was in
there. They're playing a show,
playing
a series of episodes.
Yeah.
So the previous guys who were in there were not informed that our panel was coming up.
Yeah.
And thus decided...
They thought they had a full 2 hours.
And thus they just ran headlong into our hour, which was kind of shitty.
And so
we sent a guy in, and he felt bad because he forgot to tell them. So he said, finish your episode. To which we go, this was your mistake.
So, it's just like
you're not allowed to get off clean.
Well, we were standing outside and whatnot, and like we're looking inside, and like a good maybe 50 people in there enjoying their
time. Okay, well, what do we do? It's 1:15 now.
Yeah, the director of Fishy rolls up on the mini segue thing, and it's like, hey, there's that guy, because I met him the day before, and it's like, or rather earlier. I was like, okay, can you help us out here? We were supposed to be on 20 minutes ago. We only had an hour.
What's the deal?
What happened?
Yeah.
And, so he set that up. Eventually, the show stops.
Yeah.
And people start filing out of the theater. You know, so we're like, all right, I guess we'll take it from here.
Our 55-minute slot bisected into 30.
Mm-hmm.
And we take a good stock of, like, okay, there were some people waiting outside.
Well, you always take a minute and let people filter in.
There are some people waiting outside the door for us, so we let those people get in. And so it was Mike Zero Dude.
It was four people we know by name.
Yeah, Mike Zero Dude.
Two fans.
Levi, and those guys run the fan cast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gus, who is a friend of theirs who we met at earlier cons. My girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then two
fans who were exhibitors and were coming before we were announced.
I didn't know they were exhibitors.
One of their friends who isn't a fan but has a friend who's a fan.
She was getting a birthday thing for a friend of hers.
A random guy who walked in, didn't know us, and said he was looking to fill time when we inquired.
He was in some kind of Assassin's Creed
costume. And then another dude on his phone.
A guy who sat in the back on his phone, probably also filling time or dealing with a breakup. And two Naruto cosplayers who were waiting for the next panel.
And
was our audience.
I think my favorite part.
I think that's overselling it, because the people that weren't even up front barely even counted. Let's not forget the guy that was running the stage.
So here's my favorite part.
Oh, yeah, so we gotta count him.
My favorite part is as people would filter in and look in and be like, oh, what's going on here?
Hey, what's going on?
And they would run away. And so eventually it came to the point where, like, hey, big ups to every. Do you guys? And sound guy, audio guy.
Hey, audio guy.
And he refused to look at us.
Didn't even know.
He refused.
Yeah. And then our camera guy. And he was
there. Hey, camera guy. Wait, just, Chris?
Yeah. Okay. So, now, all I can say is you guys will see for yourselves. On Friday, we're going to throw up the actual panel.
Yeah, we're going
to
throw up this panel.
You'll see it. But
this panel!
I am so happy that the blowout was as harsh as it was.
Yep.
Because what do you not want? You do not want to get that 20 to 30 middling response.
Exactly. You want nobody, because then you're like, okay, nobody knew. Or you want a full
room. You want the full house or the fucking butt blast.
And we got the butt blast.
You want it raw. Yeah. So that's exactly what we got.
Depending on how you count exceptions, the only person who came to see our show, came to the college to see our show, was someone who had never seen our show.
Yes, that's correct.
And she was prudent. She got a photo with us in case she liked the show later.
Yeah.
Knowing that her boyfriend's
best friend, whatever,
would be like happy to know that we were around.
I felt appreciated.
So that's good.
The pre-fan photo.
That's good.
That's good. It's real good.
We met two people we knew out in the halls, too.
We
said, sorry we missed your panel.
Yeah.
It's like...
We met two people we knew.
And we're like, how could you not even make it to our panel, guy we've known forever?
Yeah.
Well, I can't really blame him.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't have gone.
That being said...
Oh, we got blown up.
Imagine we all didn't go as well?
Well, that's part of the fucking thing, isn't it, right? But that being said, we're getting rave reviews on the panel since...
From our friends?
Two out of seven attendees said it was the best panel we ever did.
It was, like, it was so personable.
It was intimate.
You couldn't have a better experience.
It was intimate.
It was very
intimate. If you've been on that subreddit, you can look at the photos of us just shooting the shit, just fucking it up.
Yeah. So,
you know, I was just thinking about it. Had we not even shown up, okay, right, the people who would have been disappointed... are people we know by name who we could have just hung out with and made up for. And the con would have gone on as planned. They would have got their 2-hour slot. Nothing would have changed.
Everything would have rolled on. That would have been that.
Our involvement is actually a sum total of zero, meaningless.
Like, completely meaningless.
Negative, actually.
Like,
because after the guy went in to like clear it out and whatnot.
Yeah.
He then kind of came back out, and like, he was kind of going off, and I kind of went, hey, so should we just go? And he was kind of like, oh, are you still going up? Okay, hold on. And then went back in to make sure that the tech guy...
Like what, assuming we were just canceling?
Yeah, because and to tell the tech guy, actually, no, wait, stick around. Wow. They're going up. So the assumption was we were just going to fuck off anyway.
Because they were late.
Because it was all just done. So... good times.
Good times.
And looking forward to next year.
It was an unmitigated disaster.
The worst ever, the best ever. It was the worst of times, it was the best of times.
And if you ever had to take stock in your own worth, just keep that photo.
Hometown represent!
Keep that photo on your phone ready to remind you of where you stand in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into...
The best friends will return at GeekFest 2016.
Oh, man.
Fucking blown up.
You can't hold us back.
And then we hung out with most of those people afterwards for most of the day.
Yeah, we went to go eat dinner with Mike and Levi and dudes, and it was a good time. Like, it was fun. Yeah, what do you want to
like
say?
We could, no, like, but
we could have done anyway.
No, yeah, that's my point. Yeah. It's like we could have literally just skipped that and just gone straight to the restaurant and wasted no time.
Mm. So yeah, man, you gotta support your hometown cons.
Yep, exactly.
You gotta support your hometown cons.
If you're gonna ask for us...
Whoever said that comment didn't show up!
You did not show up, guys!
Well, the other guy from Montreal that Mike knows asked if we were gonna stream it.
Yeah.
He's like, motherfucker!
You're in Montreal!
It's
yeah.
down the street.
No.
I understand. I don't blame you.
This is, yeah, I wouldn't have shown up either.
Oh, yeah, I wish I hadn't shown up.
Matt knew better.
Yeah, Matt knew better. He got married.
Yeah.
Long game.
Yeah. I see GeekFest coming up. Time to get married.
Snipe that shit.
He's gonna go for the snap divorce after.
Is it like a snap
back
in Marvel?
Snap back!
Yeah, like, exactly.
GeekFest is over? Alright. Plan successful. Don't you? Yeah.
God damn. What'd you do with your week, Pat?
Not all that much. Hanging out with the girlfriend, going out for dinner, hanging out with you guys, you and your girlfriend, at Beer Market. That was a lot of fun.
That was tasty.
Nothing fancy, like playing FF14 here or there. Got my special horse mount that has energy wings. Yay. Girlfriend's really sick about hearing about it.
Because I kept
going, hey, look, I got the energy horse. Like,
she was telling me you were describing it in your sleep.
No, that's not true. No, that's... I hope not. Was she telling you that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
No.
That's real bad. Played a little Syndicate.
Mm.
Syndicate's still good. Nothing really of note.
Did you finish it yet? Or?
No. Okay. What I did do is completely max out my character.
Which takes no time at all.
I can start doing the remaining 65% of the story missions.
I'm at 83% total. Yeah. So I'm getting there.
Man.
Good ass game.
Like...
Is there a piece of Eden?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
There is.
It's the Shroud.
All right.
It's a continuation of 4.
Like, probably the only new thing that I would have to say about Syndicate is that I never considered this because I was always like, oh, Victorian London's so boring. Except, like, because, you know, there's always the historical figures that you hang out with in whatever time.
Mm-hmm.
Historical London's, like, figures are awesome.
They're some
like,
of the better
it's
ones.
It's Charles Dickens, baby Arthur Conan Doyle, Charles Marx, and... it was Alexander Graham Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm forgetting one of them.
You are.
But, like, Charles Darwin.
Well, there's also Queen Victoria. That's later.
But getting to hang out with, like, Karl Marx.
You mean Karl Marx.
Karl Marx, I fucked that up.
Yeah.
Like, getting to hang out with Karl Marx and getting, like, this really eyeful of, like, man! Capitalism in the 19th century was the worst!
Like, well, and, like, in Assassin's Creed games, like AC3, where we couldn't give less of a shit for whoever this is on screen.
Yeah.
And it's like, God save the Queen.
It's like, hey, Carl.
It was
hey,
Ben Franklin in Washington.
Hey, who? Hey, Carl. Hey, Carl, I hear you like unions. Hey, can you help assassinate these guys who are coming to shoot the Union?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
That seems cool.
On mission.
Darwin's beard looks so fucking terrible. It looks so bad.
The hair tech was like big step back from...
Oh, yeah.
From
like, that's why Evie has her hair up in a bun and why Jacob always wears a hat.
Yeah.
Because
Jacob's hat looks good.
Yeah,
like his hat.
All of his hats look good, but, like, Darwin's beard just stands right the fuck... It looks so bad.
The hair doesn't look good.
Yeah. Good game.
I was thinking about... since you guys have been talking about Assassin's Creed so much, I was thinking a bit more about, like, time periods. And I think, like... Something that actually would interest me outside of the future in Asia and all that shit would be like, I know that this is like
you're just gonna say
done.
Russia.
Well, I'm gonna bear with you. Don't worry.
But hear me out here. World War II.
Okay.
Not the fucking first-person shooter type World War II world and the beaches of Normandy shit, but something that's a bit more,
like in a city?
But exactly.
Like Paris in World War II?
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, obviously...
like the Saboteur?
Saboteur is fucking Saboteur.
But also, in Unity, there's an entire sequence. In
Assassin's Creed Unity, you go to World War II in Paris.
Yeah, for that one segment,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Occupied City and Wooly, would be an interesting thing.
And in Assassin's Creed Syndicate, you go to World War I London.
And it's an occupied
city. And you hang out with Winston Churchill.
Oh, it actually does a good exercise.
And you play as another character entirely. Oh,
okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what?
You're right. It is a good idea.
Occupied City is a fun.
And they're doing it, and it's good.
I totally agree with you. The World War II is. It's like, man, you know what happened on not the trenches? A whole lot of stuff. Yeah. Tons of stuff happened.
Like, I didn't say it last week because I didn't want to spoil PAX. I knew he wasn't there yet.
I'm still not there yet.
Oh well, I know you got spoiled.
I got spoiled hard.
Yeah. So yeah, you eventually get to go to World War I and you play as Jacob's granddaughter or great granddaughter. I can't remember.
Great grandniece or some shit.
I think it's granddaughter. And like, there is tons of Juno dialogue in there, and like, it's all there.
The future shit.
Yeah. Okay. And it's just a big chunk of the map. It shoved a bunch of years in the future into World War I, and you get to man guns
and shoot down planes. I'm really, really shocked that it's an actual open world setting, even if it's smaller. Like, because Unity was a couple missions, because that's easy.
Yeah, Unity's thing was, I think it was one or two fairly linear missions, just climb up the...
But you have four of those Templar assassination points and stuff.
One of the boroughs is converted, basically. Yeah. That's
cool.
It's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So... But yes, you're right. It is a good premise. But they have to pick somewhere different.
I'm thinking that would interest me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't think of like any other settings right now, but that's one that came to mind.
It's funny because like, it's really not how the series starts, but like the guns in Assassin's Creed always feel really fun to use.
I totally agree.
Like they're just really satisfying, and like
I don't think this game feels quite as good as Black Flag.
Sure,
because Black Flag seemed to have a lot more focus on Kenway shooting his guns.
Yeah,
and there's that awesome animated GIF of the guy having the fight on the thing. But these ones are really
sell this game in one GIF.
Yeah,
swinging onto the thing.
There's a GIF. I'm sure someone will post it in the Reddit thread of this podcast. But like, he kills like 14 guys, and then he shoots six dudes in a gun kata thing, and then the last dude comes at him, and he just kicks him off the side of the boat. And it's like, oh, that's the fantasy.
Yeah, you
can only do that once per game, but it happens once.
And Syndicate, it's the brawling instead.
Yeah,
of the Syndicate.
Yeah, brawling is sick. Yeah.
Doing fireworks with a blunderbuss.
Oh, have you seen the gun finisher where you do like the melee execution attack gun? And it's super cool.
I like the boss variant more.
Yeah,
where you spin them around and you shoot them in the back and they go ah.
They're all very neat.
Do they say like rest in peace in Cockney?
It's not Cockney, actually. It's like London.
But I don't think they don't say rest in peace anymore.
They have this new thing where they wipe a little handkerchief on their neck blood.
That's like proof of here's the guy's blood.
You could have just put your period on here.
Yeah, exactly. It's different, but it's cool.
Man, I found one tailing mission in the entire game so far.
I've done like two or three.
And it was short, and it was one of the cooler missions in the entire game, is that hypnotist mission.
Mm.
And that being said, the fucking objectives, the side objectives, completely bugged out.
Great.
It's like, keep on the same cart. It's like, I did. Stay undetected. I did.
Tough luck, you didn't.
Oh, well. Yeah. Fuck it.
Good game. Yeah, on my end.
Not as good as 14, though. Right. That patch is coming out tonight.
Was the other one Assassin's Creed 14? How many Assassin's Creeds
are there? Yeah, you're funny. You fucking jerk off.
Is that
a big patch?
It's tonight.
Tonight? Wow. Are you going to play with your Steam controller? Go ahead, Wooly. What's up?
Barf! They're actually adding PS4 controller support to the PC version, like native. MMOs. All right, I'm done.
Cool?
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't matter, really.
No, of course not.
I started Tales of the Borderlands.
We got infinite time.
Yeah, you did, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think of it so far? I've heard super good things.
It's really funny.
I heard it's really funny.
I'm like having a blast with that writing, and I knew that this is my first experience with anything Borderlands, not counting the little PAX preview we did of the pre-sequel.
Yeah, which where we got a bit of hands-on
time. We got a little bit of hands-on time, but this is my first actual experience sitting down with it and whatnot. And yeah, man, like, I think it's really great, and, like, I can definitely tell that, like, I would appreciate this more.
There's always the little things, right?
Yeah, if I knew about the world and whatnot.
You know what?
But,
you know what? Maybe not.
But, okay.
Not in Borderlands, well, okay. Maybe not.
There's some, like, things, like Handsome Jack appears in this series, right? Yeah. Or at least you hear his name and stuff.
In this game, he's not around.
No? Okay.
They talk about him, but he's...
Because, yeah, like, knowing who Handsome Jack is and the details would be like...
So here, he's no longer a thing. They mentioned he was a thing, and he's not a thing anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know when this takes place, so, okay.
So, but the thing about it that I can tell that's interesting is, like, you are playing as someone that works for the bad guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in any other series or in any other fiction, that would be an interesting thing to do. It's like, you're in the offices of the fucking Abstergo or whatever, you know what I mean? And, you know, and it's just, yeah, it's a very, like, sort of charming thing. And you set up the characters, all the girls are making telltale faces at you and whatnot. I forgot the fucking guy's name, but the, God, Brock Sampson slash Putty.
Putty. Superman.
Yeah, whatever, Putty.
Putty.
I don't know his name. Putty, man. I'm sorry. You rule.
Keep talking.
You're the coolest.
I'll discover this.
You doesn't afraid of nothing. And, like, he's, like, the first motherfucker to, like, pretty much talk to you in the game and, like, sets it up nice and hardened.
I'm really keen.
Patrick Warburton.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the very first Google image search result is him sitting in a still shot waiting for the phone
waiting
call.
Waiting for the phone call.
Which is the funniest Seinfeld joke.
Yeah. Oh, man. Him just as the devil takes a close second for me.
We're the devils! Oh my god, I need to rewatch Seinfeld.
I've only done, like, the first, like thing so far, so, I mean, not much to say, but...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Fucking solid. Absolutely Telltale's strong days, as opposed to their not strong days.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because there's, like, so many other people involved, since it's another game property from another company.
Let me ask you a pointless but snide question. How's the engine in Tales of the Borderlands?
No, you're playing it on Xbox One?
I'm playing it on PC.
PC, okay.
Does it just poop on itself?
I have not seen a hiccup yet.
That's good.
But I have to wait to see what happened last time on the next episode.
So, like,
to know for sure.
And it gets worse as the episodes go on.
And really, even then, your and I's PCs are not representative.
Of course not.
Those are the 1%.
It's not fair.
The 0.5%.
Yeah.
I also started Lisa.
The
Painful.
It's very painful.
I've played through that game. What do you think about it so far?
Have you beat it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm maybe like 4 or 5 hours in or so. I didn't know what I was signing up for with pain mode, so I kind of just went, sure.
Why not?
Because it was kind of like presented in a way where it's like the default choice. Not the default choice, but it was like put up front to you.
Yeah.
The cursor is on
you. It doesn't seem like
default.
A bad option.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, I'll take some extra difficulty, not knowing that it also meant save spots get destroyed once you use them.
Pain mode is
that
not a great
my mouse is a gate.
That was the that
did
I,
you it, restart?
No.
You're a dumbass.
I was getting really not happy with the setup until I was like, hold on a minute. Is this the actual thing or is this pain mode? And I looked it up. It's like, no, only in this mode. These are save point, not come back.
Yeah.
And it's like, my girlfriend saw that and she's like, she thought about it for a second. She's like, wait, that doesn't make the game harder. That just makes it more annoying.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It just makes the game worse.
It doesn't make it more difficult in any way. It just makes it more frustrating for you when you die.
It's thematic.
So, fuck, you know? But beyond that, I'm like, it's alright so far,
Huh? Did you see Matt and I?
No, I didn't see you guys yet.
Okay,
you'll see them.
We'll get to them eventually. It's funny in some places. It's really not funny in other places.
Everyone else is
so fine. Far, I'm kind of waiting for the hook, if you would. Not unlike walking through Undertale in the beginning, waiting to see what the deal is.
Yeah, so that's fair.
That's where it's at right now, where it's like, this can go someplace interesting.
You're waiting for the font character to spawn.
Yeah. You can see that.
I mean, it definitely doesn't have the same tone as Undertale.
I'm not gonna, and I'm absolutely not gonna expect that level of escalation or whatever. Yeah, the same thing in any way. But you're like, you can see that this is a setup, and it's amusing, you know, in that exact tone of voice.
I like the setting a lot, frankly. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's amusing, but I'm kind of waiting to see where this goes before finalizing what I have to say. What else happened? There was watched a bunch of Satoshi Kon movies again because
there's never a bad time, but the art book just
put that in me and like. And, you know, gotta show the lady friend.
Anime will never be that pretty ever again.
Paprika.
Ever again.
Paprika can be watched infinitely forever.
Yeah.
On loop, almost. Perfect Blue, pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
And we'll see from there. I don't know, did you get your hands on any time on Laura this week? Any of you? The Street Fighter V...
No.
Mini beta...
I didn't even get a text about it when
I saw it. It was like 4:30 and I was like, I gotta go to fucking bed. I'm a fucking child.
I caught the winds of that was going on, and like, it's weird because I just randomly refreshed and looked the server tweet to it, Twitter.
You just happened to see it,
to go look. No, and nothing was happening.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then 10 minutes later, I get a message going, "Oh shit, shit's going on." I was like, "Fuck, I just checked." You know,
but, it was a lie.
So yeah, they threw up a mini beta with Laura, Karen, and like two other characters, and like that.
Is Laura just Blue Mary?
Laura is not Blue Mary.
Oh no, that's what I want.
In style of her moves, hitting and throwing you. But not in place.
Then what is
ability.
She? Is she Laura?
She is Laura.
Nice. There's
nothing else to compare her to. And like,
that's good.
You can try to make comparisons, but you shouldn't.
Okay.
Because she's super unique, and it's
cool.
She's fun and takes a minute to understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go nuts on her command grab because. Buttons are going to knock you out of it.
Yeah, command grabs have been nerfed across the board.
So you have to play her, like, you have to use her projectile to kind of, like, make your way in, find a trick, kind of get a little bit of a counter hit going.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get your counter hit, you instead of going in for a counter hit combo, you go for a throw.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So she's cool.
Yeah, because she can combo into her command grab.
She can combo to her super.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Geef is the one that can combo
to
his,
normal
SPD. Also, with that, we saw some other little system changes. There's like the tutorial mode with a little preview of like, I guess, what's going to be the training mode.
Yeah, which may or may not be the story mode.
I don't think it's going to be the story mode. Yeah. I hope it's not going to be the story
mode. I mean, I think the story is going to start with that video we saw of like basic training with Ken and Ryu, but I don't think that like...
I think that's going to be tutorial mode. I don't think that's going to be story play.
I don't know. I feel like the beginning, I think, like, why would the cutscenes be in there? You know what I mean? Like, you
would. Well, I wouldn't call that a cutscene even. I'd call that a still image.
For lack of a better... The visual novel sections, I don't think you'd have the tutorial. The more I thought about it,
it's like, that looks like the perfect amount of work for a basic systems level tutorial, like Skullgirls does, right? They don't have any story stuff. No, but I just mean, like, how to do every single thing in the game. And then I can imagine a story mode actually having, like, in-engine cutscenes.
That's the hope. You know, after, like, having all those interviews with Matt and Ono about that stuff. And, I mean, Mortal Kombat was never directly mentioned in, like, that exact way. But
come on, that's what we're talking about.
It was mentioned. Implied,
yeah, it was implied, exactly. You kind of are looking at this going, like, all right, we really hope you're going to get some kind of mode similar to that, you know? If it really just ends up being visual novel... In between
fights, that's a bit
fights,
of a bummer, yeah.
That's gonna let down me and a lot of people.
Well, I'll be one of those people.
Get ready for it.
Yeah.
Damn it. You're turning into me now?
Well, I mean, no, but like, we already saw footage of visual novels, so it's hard
you're
to...
You're super
and,
right.
And, the, game's, and like, the game's 4 months away.
You're super right.
So, like, it's not like, you know, it totally could be what we're getting.
Right? I'm expecting that game to come out and have a ton of... like already available alternate costumes for those characters.
Yeah, because they showed off young Ken and Ryu.
Because young Alpha Ken and Ryu are in there.
There they are.
Like,
So I guess you'll probably be able to play as them in the story, and then you'll use bison dollars to buy them for.
And like this makes bearded Ryu's costume make sense.
Yeah,
because that's post SF2 where he's just going. Like out in the fucking whatever, just doing punching waterfalls and shit.
Yeah, maybe we can get a non-boring Geef costume.
It's conceivable.
Like it's like what I was saying is just give him the shirt from his art in 2, and that's good enough.
I would say literally just give him any shirt at all,
and he as would opposed
be,
to nothing,
and he would be better
as opposed to nothing,
just to be different.
Yeah,
just to be different.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need fat Geef and skinny Geef.
Oh, shut
that's
up.
That's what you need.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, and that was pretty much me. The rest of the stuff is
skinny Geef would be horrific in proportion.
Yeah,
although
he's just big and lanky, like a big Slender Man,
like a big Waluigi.
Yeah.
Wasn't there? God, there was a 3D render of Geef from something. No, it was a fan thing.
Yeah,
it was a pre Street Fighter 4 when they only saw Ken. We only saw the awkward, super weird dick models of Ken and Ryu.
Right. Yeah.
Someone made a mock up of what Geef would look like, and it was like thin Geef with a huge bulge, and it was way awkward.
That seems weird.
Couldn't get into it.
I kind of want to see it now.
Man, more than 100 million people have upgraded to Windows 10 for free.
Did you know you can upgrade to Windows 10 for free right now?
I went into my Windows updates and did what I needed to do
to disable that
shit go away.
Can I do that right now?
No, it's involved. You have to go uninstall an update and hit, make a restore point, and then
make a restore point? Fuck off, that's too much work.
No, because when you're messing with updates, it always makes a restore. And then you have to hide the update.
I'm gonna upgrade, I just don't want to do it now.
I don't want to do it until somebody comes and tells me Audacity and Elgato's will not
all
break
our software will be fine
when we use it.
Flashbacks of my mom fucking telling me to clean up my room and upgrade my Windows.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to do it now, Mom.
I'll do it later.
You don't know what you're
upgrade
about.
Your Windows.
That's not your mom.
That's not my
mom.
That's
close to your mom. It's
nothing like your mom.
Let's take a quick word from our sponsors. So in a minute, we're going to get to October's box.
We got it right here, on hand.
We're
going
to get to that.
But not quite this moment.
No.
Because right now, we got to talk about battle.
Combat, even?
We got to talk about fisticuffs.
We have to talk about conflict.
If are you... Okay, where are you going with this? So talking about conflict is something we like to do a lot.
We conflict with each other often.
It's every other day. Yeah, exactly. Where can I go to buy conflict of my own?
Well, the thing is while we like to conflict with each other, we have not yet come to combat terms.
We don't often pull out knives, maces, swords, and guns.
No, it happened that one time.
Yeah, that one time was bad.
Yeah.
Switchblades, you know, full on musical
style. We decided to not do that again.
But
there is a certain romance to that shit.
The idea, if you would, of combat.
The premise.
So I've been told that apparently this month's theme is combat for Loot Crate. And if you get in on the November box, you're going to be getting some Capcom-related combat gear, Blizzard, Fallout 4 gear.
They do Resident Evil, that fighting, like that action series.
There's some fighting
where you combat
there's combat.
The Zombos.
Yes,
exactly.
They do that Mega Man series where there's some combat.
Where Mega Man combats the robots.
There you go.
There you go.
Right? There's some Hunger Games special sponsor-worthy loot coming in.
I don't know what that movie's
about. Hunger Games is about combating the other Hunger Game-ers.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works.
So it's like Battle Royale.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like combat extra.
It's like American Battle Royale.
There we go.
Right? So all these things, and likely more, to be included in this November combat box. We're going to see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But, Liam, if you do want to get in on this box, where should we go?
I guess you should go to lootcrate.com/super, right?
Right.
And when you're there, you can register.
And then what do you put in when you're there?
Maybe if you put in a promo code.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the word super.
You put in the promo code super.
Super would be a good promo code.
And that'll unlock the battle mode in which you fight us to save $3 on your Loot Crate subscription.
And you win every time.
Guess what?
Yeah, we're losers.
We're total pushovers.
Oh, yeah, super easy.
We will not defeat you. But we will make you feel good as you beat our asses and save that $3 on your Combat Loot Crate subscription. So once again, that's lootcrate.com/super. Promo code super. Save $3. Beat the shit out of us. It's a good time.
check it out.
Thanks, Loot Crate.
We may or may not actually be there to initiate combat when you go to the level.
Oh, you can pretend. You can pretend.
That's a fair one.
It's fine.
Thanks, Loot Crate.
Right, thank you, Loot Crate.
But let's open up this box, though. What do you got?
We got a Loot Crate. Let me shake it around a little bit.
That's a box of stuff.
What is the theme?
It might be fragile.
This one. This theme is time.
Time? It's time to open up that box and give me shit.
With a Loot Crate exclusive Funko Pop Emmett Brown.
Tokiwo Tomare.
Which, in case anyone... Yes, he's from JoJo, exactly.
That's the man from JoJo with the gigawatts and the car, right?
Oh, it's a shame Matt's
not here. He was in part 3 and he tried to kill them. He was temperance.
It was sick.
Maybe Pat will want this. I don't know. We have an Excellent Adventure shirt.
Oh, dude, Bill and Ted with the fucking shit.
I know
shit.
You like Bill and Ted. You take that.
Bill and Ted with the fucking shit.
Take that.
Keanu Reeves' illustrious acting career started with Bill and Ted.
For Wooly, we've got a Back to the Future 2 hoverboard.
Oh!
But it's a little small.
Is it? Well, it's a 1-to-5 scale replica.
You're going to have to put work in if you want to get it.
And this is a certified replica.
Wait, seriously?
A little signed card with it and everything.
This is legitimate content right there.
For reals, that's
is
a hoverboard.
Floating? Actually, that's nice.
There you
that's
go.
Really cool.
There you go.
We have a Doctor Who Sonic Spork.
What?
Not the sonic screwdriver.
Which may or may not actually also work as a real spork. So Pat, can you confirm this?
I don't... This looks like a real spork.
That's a real spork.
As somebody who knows nothing about Doctor Who, other than he's English and he time travels...
Is there a button on it to play noises?
Usually there is, but not on this spork.
Okay. Is there a button on that to make people put on a scarf and pretend they're overrated?
There's just a handle that makes things delicious.
Okay. All right. That works.
And we've got, of course, the regular Loot Crate magazine and Loot Crate pin, along with
what's the pin this time?
In the box print, like slash. Like,
oh, it's, set
it's or
Bill.
Stage
it's Bill and Ted with all the dudes.
For Bill and Ted with all the dudes.
Hey, with kind of like a Maniac Mansion art style.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Going on.
That's pretty cute.
What's the pin this week?
The pin this week is time.
It's time. It's just it's
no, no,
just
no but
theme.
I want to see it.
Go to time.
Oh, it's the flux capacitor from the DeLorean.
There you go.
It's time
like
to go
that.
To time.
Time, it's time to go to time.
It's time to time go to lootcrate.com/super.
Oh, that's good.
Save $3 on your loot subscription.
That's the one.
Hurry
that's
up so
one.
That you do
maybe,
not run out of time.
Maybe if we rewind time, Liam won't slur that word.
You slurred
hurry
it up.
Hurry up on your loot crate subscription. Save a bunch of money.
Yeah, no, lootcrate.com/super. You get every month a crate like this with a theme like this on time to your door.
On time.
On time. That's
there's no time. Go to lootcrate.com/super. Enter that promo code super. There's no time. Do it.
You barely have time. Actually, you're
you
out
have
of
tons of
you're
time.
Out of time to get the time.
Box. Out, of,
out
time.
Of time.
But you're
oh still, time box is
but
over.
There's still time to get in on
combat
time.
Box. Yeah.
How good is that? I linked them
that's
together.
Good.
You did it.
I think you won that one.
Thanks, Loot Crate.
Thanks, Loot Crate.
Liam, what's up?
Not much. I finally finished Corpse Party Blood Drive.
Yo, good
it
job.
Took me longer than I expected.
Yeah, clearly, because you've talked about it like three weeks in a row.
3 weeks, yeah.
So it's stretching alongside the Assassin's Creed talk.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that game's junk food. Like,
no,
like not
boy,
like I don't think Corpse Party is. There seems
no.
to be more substance
Corpse
there.
Party, it's pretty tight. Yeah, exactly. I don't know where I stand on it. Like it's
uh-huh.
it's the final of the like Heavenly Host trilogy,
sure.
basically. And there is a Corpse Party 2
is
out
that
in Japan.
That's what it's called.
Yeah,
the Heavenly Host trilogy.
Well, people call it that kind of. It doesn't. I don't think it has a real official name.
Are there biblical references?
It takes place in Heavenly Host Elementary, which is an old destroyed elementary school.
Okay,
it's the name of the school.
Okay. So people kind of call it the Heavenly Host trilogy
right.
or what have you. You know.
Gotcha.
And there is a Corpse Party 2 in Japan that takes place in a different setting with a different cast of
uh-huh.
characters, and that has yet to come over. But this is the contained story of these characters.
So
right?
what's the qualification? Why are you like, meh?
So, like, well, the first game was made significantly before the other two, and
yes.
it's a really self-contained story, and it's good. And I recommend anyone who likes visual novels mm-hmm. give it a try. It's a bit dated, and like it doesn't
you
really
can
guide
get that
you
on your PSP,
stuff.
Your Vita,
yeah,
and your Vita
yeah,
TV.
You described
yeah,
it in the previous
really?
Weeks.
Oh, cool.
In the previous weeks, you've pretty accurately, you've in depth described like the relationship to like going back to the school and all
yeah,
the cool stuff, and
exactly.
closing off the story,
so,
starting
like,
the real one.
Yeah.
So where's the negative here?
So the first game is super contained. Go play that game. Doesn't matter. This game, the third game, changes a lot. I mentioned this before, where it doesn't really stay horror the
mm-hmm.
whole way. It kind of changes into like a fantasy game halfway through, and it becomes much more diverse, I guess, in terms of genres touched on. But it doesn't do a great job of taking advantage of the new stuff. Mm. And that's not to say it's bad. It just comes off as, like, a bit unsatisfying. Where you do get a good conclusion to the horror stuff. And yeah. It completely concludes and seals the horror stuff. And the horrible, terrible stuff that you're combating gets combated. And that's great. But then it has this whole fantasy thing stuck on the latter half of it. And it's just not satisfying. It's introduced quickly, and you kind of get a little bit of a hold on
so
it.
So they wanted to go for something broader, and ended up diluting it instead.
Well, it's the one writer exactly, I feel like this is kind of weak in that regard. Mm. So like I would say, absolutely play the first one if you like it, and you don't mind having a little bit of a weaker sequel. Definitely play the second and the third, but you have to play the second and the third.
Because they're one to, they're like direct.
They're mandatory. Like, you can't play the third without the second, and you can't play the...
Like, don't ever recommend Soul Reaver 1 only to someone.
No, exactly. Because fuck them. But it's good, and I do like it, and I think it adds to the series, but it's just a bit of an unsatisfying conclusion, considering this is Return of the King, right? You know what I mean? Like... So I liked it overall, and like they have a series of all the games have a series of interviews with the cast members,
mm-hmm.
Where you get to hear their thoughts like a second after they finished recording. Like, what do you think about this? And
that's really interesting.
They're fantastic, and they're great in all of the games.
Developers would do that.
Me too. And listening through those, it always takes 20, 30, 40 minutes, and they're always a joy to listen to. And that's like a super high point every time I play those games. But yeah, I would totally recommend go play the first game, and if you really like it, check out the second and third.
Okay.
But they are a little bit weaker, unfortunately, and that's a bit of a bummer.
Oh.
Otherwise, yeah, playing Assassin's Creed Syndicate, that game just goes.
Is the premise of Corpse Party like another sort of closed rule system, like death game?
No, it's a much more traditional horror thing where, like,
you're in a spooky place. There's
a curse on a place.
Okay,
we're in place. You know what because, I mean? It's not nine kids in a room and they've all got a pair of pliers.
Closed room system death game. If you were saying the sequels are weakened, that was the premise. I'm not surprised.
It still stays to its roots of like. This is horror place, and we are go to horror place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely not that. Assassin's Creed Syndicate is good game. I'm almost done. It's good game.
I'm really excited to get to the ending and talk to you about the ending, because every single time I've ever seen anyone talk about the ending is that's one of the worst final bosses ever.
Yeah, I heard that too. So I'm keen. Like, so I'm really enjoying the.
Well, ending. How many Assassin's Creed endings have you been satisfied with?
One. And it's twos.
Two, right?
I like twos, and I like Unity's.
Twos is...
But Unity is you have to get through the game.
Twos is, like, fucking near unmatched in terms of AAA, like, big-budget game endings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that game... No, fuck it. I spoiled that in a Machinima episode, like, 2 years ago. You fucking fight the fucking Pope in a fist fight, and you beat his old ass into dirt. It's the sickest.
Excuse me.
It's the sickest shit.
Two is good.
And it's super easy. That's the best part about it. It's super easy.
Two's the good ending, although the music fucks up there, and it's a real shame that it does.
Does it?
Yeah. That's a bug on every single version of the game. When you're climbing up the cathedral, and then you're getting ready to do that last final fight, it cuts to like a weird silent tune, and then there's a way more bombastic theme.
Is it actually
theme.
A bug? Like,
yes.
Wow.
And it plays the wrong theme there, and it fucking sucks. But yeah, that ending, and then... Was it Brotherhood?
Brotherhood where you fight Chizuru in the burning castle.
Yeah,
that was okay.
Then I guess the one I was thinking of is the one where he goes into the tomb.
Is it Revelation?
I guess it would be Revelations.
Oh, but that's Ezio. That's not Ezio's ending. That's Desmond's ending, and he stabs her.
No, not that.
Not that?
No,
not
no.
That.
That's Brotherhood, isn't it?
No.
That's...
fuck us, that's man.
It's gotta be Revelations. It's gotta be... Ezio,
I didn't play that one.
Okay, Ezio goes... The end of Revelations, he goes into the tomb of...
Of Altair.
Of Altair.
Yeah, that's Revelations.
And that's a really good scene.
You forget the super shitty sequence and that predates that, which is that fucking parachute thing on the
yeah, no, for sure. But I'm just saying just the ending. Right?
I don't know.
Because that's a, no, that's a really good moment. Because
that fucking level that is the ending to the mundane story is like you do that and fight the bad guy and a king that you've never met comes out of fucking nowhere and goes, I'm arresting him, you're the winner.
I'm talking about the ending.
Yeah,
because Revelations was a fucking Drek plane to get through with the bombs and the bullshit. I never have anything to say about it.
How many different fucking bombs do you want to make, man? Right?
The extension hook was a nice idea, but fuck that
Ezio's
game.
Ezio's old.
Fuck that game. But I like that ending part specifically for that, like, he goes in and he's looking and he's at the Altair thing and he's having his big moment.
Yeah.
And then you get the Minerva, I think, appears.
Yeah.
And starts talking to Desmond.
Yeah.
And it's
and
just
then
like,
Ezio whispers something to Desmond.
And his and that yeah.
And guess what? What did he say? We're never gonna find out. Ever. Ever.
I don't remember the details.
No. He said he says something to him.
Yeah.
And you are never gonna find out. Because everyone involved with that is dead, and all of those storylines it was a stinger. For a plot line that never happened.
I do remember. I remember Ezio kind of having a thing where he was like, "I realized that like my life is not about me."
Yeah,
and like it was a nice, cool little like somber moment of him being like, "Everything I did is just for you. So whatever the fuck you're doing, make sure you do it because." I don't matter.
You know,
and it was a nice
that's pretty cool.
It was
actually
a cool thing. You
and
know?
It's old at CO2.
You know what the best part of Revelations is? The fucking Woodkid song they used for the trailer called Iron.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's the best part of that game.
And the other game I played this week that I'm really enjoying is Yo-Kai Watch, which just came out in North America.
So how much better is it than Pokemon's?
It's a monster collecting game, kind of like Pokemon's, and it puts Pokemon to shame.
Oh, really?
It is
in
like
what way?
In terms of production values, it puts Pokemon and like all Nintendo first party games to shame.
Who makes this?
Level 5.
It's going to take more than production value to topple.
No, for sure.
Pokemon.
No, for sure. But I'm playing it and I'm like, this is the most AAA handheld game I've played since Killzone.
I know exactly what he means, like, because like even with the new Pokemon, it happens every time. Like I picked it up and it's like, oh, 3D models. Why do they look like shit? Why is the frame rate shit? And why is the overworld map?
Why doesn't the game run good?
Why is the overworld map just a fucking like polygonal representation of GBA sprites?
Why doesn't Pokemon look unbelievable?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the richest
Pokemon.
It's fucking Pokemon. Like, and you get to Yo-Kai Watch, and it's like,
time to look at it.
One of the things I really like about it is in Yo-Kai Watch, pretty much every monster I've encountered so far has had a thing. Like, either a side quest or a main quest or something where you see this monster doing some shit. As opposed to walking around the grass and finding a Ponyta, which is cool. I like that Pokemon, but that's it. That's all Ponyta gets.
Was it a shiny Ponyta?
You know what I mean?
Was it
in this game, they all kind of have a thing, and you always get to see them do their thing and go do the thing with them. There's cutscenes. There's voice acting.
You can understand why it's doing gangbusters in Japan.
It's an impressive and good game. Like straight up, it is good. There's a demo on the eShop, and I played it. And I really didn't like it, actually. And I was kind of bummed. I was like, shit, the 3DS... Like, I've been bummed out by a lot of the games on the 3DS this year. It'd be a bummer if it wasn't good. And I looked it up, and people said that the demo is not representative of the actual game.
Then you should have released that demo, dipshits.
And I rolled my eyes, and I said, that's bullshit. And I bought it anyway. And I can totally confirm the demo is not representative of the game.
I'm trying to find, like, real screenshots here, but I'm having trouble because it's all fucking fan art and stuff.
Yeah, well...
Goddamn it.
Good luck. It's just a really good monster collecting adventure.
Is the demo just like you're only in Mount Moon or something?
The demo is like you're in the main city, and it's a big city. It's not like a little Pokemon city. You're in the main city. You've got a full party of six. There's a few objectives on the map. Go do them, basically, and an unbeatable boss.
I'm gonna imagine these are called the monsters are called yokai.
They're yokai, which is like traditional Japanese.
So you
watch
Japanese monsters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just a good monster collecting game.
Would you say it's better than the Pokemans?
I'd say I prefer it to X and Y, which are the last ones I played.
I'm gonna pick it up.
How many are there in total?
I think there's like 200.
That's a good number.
I think. I'm not sure. But there is Yo-Kai Watch 2 and 3, and I don't know what the number blows up to in those months. But
like a billion.
I think in the first game it's like 200 or something.
Why can't all of the new monsters just come and eat the old ones? And then that's how that
works.
I
wish that was how that works.
Hey, you know Kim Carr? When he busted on the scene, he fucking murdered Charizard. That Pokemon's fucking dead. That's they it. Got genocided yeah, out. It. By the Kim Cars.
And the classics that are still around.
They're badasses.
Survived. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened.
But like, there's a lot of cool stuff. Like, there's an early scene where you meet a boss, right? And it's a cutscene. Voice acting and shit.
What?
And, like, a fucking legendary Pokemon shows up and protects you. And then, like, fucking vanishes away. And you're like, I want that guy. And it makes you want him right off the bat. You know what I mean?
Because you're the special chosen child.
You just find this yokai watch.
I get.
And eventually you meet another guy. And he's like, yeah, I make these watches.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Wait. What?
Yeah.
The watch means watches in watch on your hand and not watches in, like... looking out for?
Yeah.
God damn!
Okay.
Fucking world on its head.
I am now so much more on board with that, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing how that
it's changed. It's a wristwatch?
Yeah, no, it's great.
I never got that.
What you're describing is like, I've seen this argument happen before. It's like Pokemon has become a fucking total slave to its original incarnation. Every Pokemon is literally just trying to make red and green again.
And black and white succeeded. Black and white are the best.
Yeah,
but they're huge successes.
But, like, there's, like, hey, we've innovated. How?
We added mega evolutions.
You can ride the bike in more areas.
Yeah. No, it's, like... And it's not even that I hate Pokemon. It's just I like X and Y were so broke.
But what about
and like Yo-Kai Watch is a game aimed at kids, just like Pokemon X and Y. But Yo-Kai Watch's script is so much more entertaining. You know, like there's things that like X and Y shouldn't have gotten wrong that Yo-Kai Watch just gets right.
Let me ask you, what's your game flow on Yo-Kai Watch?
So you start a like chapter and you get a little like title card, and you go. Do whatever, introduce yourself to the story, talk to your mom, whatever.
Okay.
And then you just go solve the problem.
Okay.
And the problems solve themselves in about 40 minutes.
So,
and then you go on to the next episode.
So let me ask you a question. So do you run into that rut that you run into in every single Pokemon game of like, oh, I can't wait for the next gym.
There's no gyms.
I can't wait for that to happen because it's the only time the game is ever interesting is when you're fighting the fucking gym leader.
There's no gyms, there's boss monsters.
Okay,
And the combat has real agency to it. It's not just turn-based, like, it's turn-based, but it's also real-time. And you have to do little mini-games. You might not like it because there's a lot of touchscreen mini-games.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot of agency to the combat,
it's
balanced
the
well.
The Pokemon, like, path is so strict.
It's so walked.
It's like, so strict.
As Zelda is.
And we've walked it...
Yeah.
I don't even like Pokemon that much, and I've walked it like 4 times.
Okay, but what about IVs and EVs and natures?
Shut up.
Okay, so...
What about my natures?
So, I don't know, but I see next to my yokais that they have things like Grouchy and stuff like that.
Okay, stuff does exist.
And I've gotten some books that let you change their, like, I guess it's nature or whatever... I don't know. Maybe that's related to their growth and stuff.
Okay.
But I don't know.
You have a Grouchy fence monster. That's the best
But
type.
Like, the battle system's really cool. You have, like...
that little Pikachu's being cunty. Can't change that.
Like, the battles, you have 6 yokai, and they're arranged like that, right? 3 on the top, 3 on the bottom. And the 3 on the top are actively in battle. And they take their turns automatically, and they do their attacks.
Okay.
And you rotate a disc on the bottom screen to, like, rotate the groupings and the pairings.
Oh, because it's a watch.
Yeah, and the more... Well, no, but yeah... And the more of the same type you have on the screen at once, the more bonuses they get.
Uh-huh.
And they do their thing on their own. And if they get, like, hurt or...
You're losing me.
You want to roll them to the bottom screen and cure them while the other ones are fighting.
Okay.
And, like, when you do special attacks with them, you do a little touchscreen minigame. And
okay,
they do,
you have unfortunately completely lost me.
Yeah,
it's hard to explain the combat system.
You have now, like, revoked my instant purchase.
Well...
Because you,
well,
what you,
that's
what
unfortunate.
You, what you said sounds a little bit like Subarashiki.
Well Done's With You.
Well Done's With You. Is it kind of like that, where you're healing on one screen and fighting on
the other at the same time? No, it's much easier to pay attention to what's going on.
Okay.
Like, that game demands, like, absolute attention. This game demands a kid's level of attention.
All right. You
yeah,
you see-sawed it. You
and,
see-sawed
and,
the cell.
And kids are stupid. And I'm not that stupid, no, so I should be able to play.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, am I picking it up again?
I'm at the best 3DS game this year. I'm going to go watch two trailers and make a decision.
Can I buy this digitally?
Yeah, absolutely.
On 3DS?
Okay. Yeah, you should be able to.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going
to
watch two
trailers. I don't want to go to the store ever again.
Not three.
Two.
Not one.
Two.
Two.
Don't watch the Nintendo of America live action trailers, please. Or if you do,
now
please,
I have to.
Please watch them as extras because fuck, those
now
don't
I
sell the
have
game,
to, man.
But it's like it's strong, and like in a year of like stinkers on the 3DS, I'm really glad to get this game.
Well, it's been a year of stinkers, and hey, what's coming out?
Yeah. Is that the nature?
Because it's been what?
Is that the nature of the 3DS stinker?
No, it had better years. Like it definitely had better years. Like, there was Majora, which was great, but a remake. Xenoblade, which was great, but like a re-release. Monster Hunter, which is great.
No.
I didn't play it. Monster Hunter's great, undeniably.
2013 3DS was proud.
Is that the last game I played on my 3DS?
Probably.
I think it is.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That came out in March.
It's 2013, dude. 2013 was the 3DS year.
Because between then, it's what? You get Codename Steam, which wasn't that good. You get Puzzle and Dragons, which wasn't as good as the mobile game. You get Chibi Robo Ziplash, which isn't very good. You get Little Battlers X.
I don't even know what that is.
And then ports of awesome games you've already played.
Yeah, like and Monster Hunter. So it's not... Yeah. They've had stronger years. But Yo-Kai Watch is super good. I'm really happy.
Come on, NX.
Can't wait for the second and third ones.
Come on, NX.
Come on, NX.
We need something here.
Do it.
They'd be smart to...
it's dusk now.
Their flux is kicking in. They'd be smart to have like things like Mario Maker be like on NX when that launches. That'd be cool if that was like on the system.
If they were actually able to put together a half-decent launch lineup for once...
Yeah.
They would kill it. You can say this like every generation. If they can launch with Smash and Splatoon and Mario Kart, they will kill
it
instantly.
And you can substitute one of those for Zelda. You can one of those for whatever.
Well, what I just posed isn't even a smart solution. That was a dumb thing because you want Mario Kart for the second year and you want one every year.
If Nintendo was smart, they will never ever let a system launch without another Mario Maker ever again.
Just
type thing.
Like, just don't repeat the 3DS and
that,
Wii U's
like,
launch.
But, like, those Mario Maker is clearly a big success and people love it, but it's that kind of big success. Like, that desire to make Mario levels, I don't feel like that's going to go away.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure Mario Maker didn't break the bank for them. You know?
But
like,
also,
how much could it have exactly?
For a new console.
They barely even made levels for
Think of like PS4 is like getting a lot of traction out of certain HD remakes because they're on like the 360 or what have you.
Yeah.
Like, if you put Mario Maker on the NX, there's a shit ton of people who don't own Wii U's.
Let's segue right from there. I think Smash 4 and Splatoon and Mario Kart and Mario Maker are all going to get straight ports to
do it.
Let's segue right from there. Into the pretty nuts Black Friday Wii U bundle that's going to be at some place called Major. We don't have them up here, but
good
in the States
bundle.
There's a store called Major, I guess. Fucking
$250 US dollar dues.
Gets you...
It's like 350 American. Canadian.
Gets you the Black Wii U with Smash and Splatoon, and it's the 32 gig one.
Okay, I expected that to be a lot crazier.
For $250, that's pretty good, though.
I expected, like, two extra games to be in there for $250. Well, because you said the crazy Black Friday deal.
I think for $250.
That's a good deal. Those are $60 games.
No, that's a good-ass deal. That's not a crazy Black Friday deal.
The other one doesn't
deal.
Exist anymore.
Black Friday's be like that bundle for, like, $100.
Wow.
Because Black Friday's nuts.
It's considering the price of those games is still $60.
Yeah, but that's only because Nintendo never dropped those prices.
No, they don't drop prices.
Well,
they'll bundle, but they'll never
those
drop those prices.
Yeah. I think it's a good ass
drop. Your
good
prices,
enough for me to call attention to it, man. Like, that's a fucking
There was one that like lit my alarm where it was like, okay, everyone who has a Vita, go buy it at GameStop on Black Friday. Freedom Wars is $5.
Hmm.
It's worth $5 every day of the year.
I'd say that gives $5.
Put it this way, Pat. It's never going to get better than that. No.
Oh, no, it will. Oh, it will. Trust me. When the NX comes out and Wii U's have to come off shelves,
Sure.
It's going to get better.
But not with Splatoon and Smash Bundle.
I'm foreseeing some fucking Dreamcast level, this shit needs to fucking go now.
But like with those warehouse two games? With shit. Those two games?
Not bundled in. But
I don't see that happening with those
two. I mean, I could see the console going down to like 150, but not with the games bundled
in. Yeah, but that's the same cost overall.
Overall.
They're gonna take those they're gonna rip those boxes open and take those codes out, man. They're not you know. All right, so have you checked out Failsafe, new Kickstarter project?
No, I haven't heard of it until you just said it right
now. Put it up on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, absolutely. Take a look at this. I think it
audio viewer.
It looks pretty cool.
Take a look at it. Oh, that part's really cool.
Oh, all your papers are falling all over the apartment.
Pipersville Sand.
Okay, we can't
dance near Pipersville.
We can't use OK Google.
We can dance near.
It's still going.
Oh no!
All right, I'm gonna kill it.
Okay, yeah, you really can't use OK Google on
not while
we're actively podcasting.
Talking, no,
yeah, that's fucked up.
All right, so it's called Failsafe, and it's currently at 15 out of 80k.
What kind of game is
here
this?
Here we
exactly?
go. Yeah, right there. There's the trailer.
Yeah, Failsafe gameplay trailer numero uno.
I'm gonna move you in so you can see.
So this is Failsafe gameplay trailer one on the Game Over channel. So if you want to find out what we're talking about, go check this out.
What genre is this game?
You're gonna see some first personing,
dude. Okay, so we're looking at is a first person game,
and you're gonna see some wall running.
Oh, I see some wall running that looks exactly the same as Mirror's Edge.
So genre is Mirror's Edge.
And you're gonna see some jumping and some grappling.
Okay.
That looks good.
So when you said Failsafe and Kickstarter, my brain auto-completed to a top-down, like, lock-cracking...
With 2D like, pixel art.
2D pixel art.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is
retro style.
Way more ambitious than
stylized.
I thought you
were. We got some slides, we got some... And a cool character design. I like the main look of the main girl.
We're looking at like an Urbance... Mirror's Edge Biocom game.
Yeah, nowhere near as bright and as colorful as that.
No, but it's all three of those. So I wonder how you saw this.
Exactly. how did this cross my fucking path, right?
They need 80,000 bucks.
Yep.
Who's making this?
$80,000 dues.
Did these guys work on a thing before?
This is GameOver.LA.
I'm going to imagine that's brand new.
And if we look at the
staff.
The team.
Worked on Journey.
Journey
as
is
an
animator.
Yeah, but it's an animator.
Yeah.
So, no, they haven't. Yeah, they've worked on stuff.
This is a brand new team.
Yeah.
Made of
people who have experience.
Various people.
Artists that worked on Shadows of the Damned and Guns of the Patriots.
So, a bunch of people who have worked on
people
games,
that have worked on some things.
These people exist, but it's
they're
a new team.
Yeah.
New company, etc.
So, you know. What can I say? Take a look, see if it strikes your fancy.
It looks cool.
Might be cool. MITE be cool.
Like the bug?
Yeah, exactly. That's literally it.
Oh.
Like ticks.
And then there's the other news, which is Indivisible just broke 52%.
Woo!
And if you want to take a look at what Shovel Knight and Juan would look like in Indivisible Lab Zero proportions...
Head on over
to that update page and check them out. I think they look cool.
Who was it they were adding in from Skullgirls again? Was it Annie?
The Skullgirl.
I think it was Annie, but I can't remember.
Yeah, they were adding a character from Skullgirls.
I'm really excited to see her in there.
Like, my bitchy answer is anyone they want?
Not to mention a ton of incarnations.
Oh, that new incarnation looks good.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Antoine looks cool. A ton of new incarnations that are all like... I want to see moves from this character.
Yeah, of course. She's got a fucking cannon on her shoulder.
Yeah,
Christ.
Man. They've been... At every stretch goal... Not stretch goal. At every milestone, they've been releasing a new incarnation to show you some of the characters and stuff like that.
So they're some of them really don't speak to me, but then I look at them on the whole and I'm like, that's a
there's
fucking...
There's so many!
How can there not be at least a couple?
Because
I look at it and there's a couple where I'm like, yeah!
You know?
So...
For every 8 you don't like, there's another 12 that you probably do.
Exactly.
So that's what's going on there.
Have you guys heard of Indivisible yet? Go back this video.
I'm pretty sure you guys have brought it up on every single podcast.
Go try the prototype. It's really fun.
Yeah, we're going to be sad if it doesn't make it, so we wanted to make it. But November 10th.
Well, next week's podcast will either be discussing about how it miraculously met its goal or how it unfortunately did not.
Mm-hmm. That's what we know.
Because it's only got 5 days left as of today.
As of today.
So it'll be funded or not 4 days after the release of this podcast.
Thus ends our weekly Indivisible Shilling.
Yeah.
But what can... Dude, like... Guess what? In the future, if there's ever a project that we really want to happen, we're going to talk about it.
It's going to happen again. I'm sorry.
We're going to talk about it. Yeah, that's exactly. It. Too bad. So there's that. All right.
This sounds like a big
What
topic.
Are you looking at?
Well, we didn't talk about it last week, but we might as well start talking about SNK. Their decision to bunker down
and
ditch the patchy slot business... So they can deliver a more pure focus.
I was wondering.
Gameplay.
I want to point out.
You sound like you're being cynical.
Wooly, there was a weird when he was struggling to start the topic, and I leaned over to look at the list, and he kind of got weird and defensive, and had this goofy look on his face that I didn't quite recognize. So I think I know why you have that weird look on your face.
Why is that?
It's because we're talking about it's this amazing good piece of news. That your friend is going to quit his abusive job to go start a dumpster company, and just haul trash every day.
This news should have been me standing up, and applauding,
yes,
as I deliver the word that SNK
pulled out of pachinko, that's cool.
There's no way to interpret that badly.
Focusing
you're
on
right. There's no. literally you're... no way to spin this into a bad story.
Liam. You're completely right.
No, I'm just baffled. Because
there's a second part to the story.
It's fantastic news on its own in an isolated chamber. But the second part is, here's the new KOF 14 trailer. Let's take a look. Oh, dear God.
Oh, boy.
So the KOF 14 situation... pains me even more now because I broke something to you.
The new trailer, I think it looks pretty good. Like, it doesn't look amazing. It certainly doesn't look as good as Street Fighter V or newer stuff, but, I think it looks pretty good. It's fine.
I'm going to respectfully disagree in the strongest terms.
Like, in a world where, we look at stuff like Aquapaza and stuff, and we're like, that looks good. It's like, yeah, this looks fine.
I think it looks like a pap smear. I have no... No, there's dude, it looks better than the first trailer, but in the way that a dried turd looks better than a wet one.
Yeah. Well, when I saw the trailer, cool. And then later in the day, I saw a tweet from you that was just a picture of a dumpster and a YouTube link, and I went, oh, I bet I know what that is.
So,
I bet I know what that is, and it was right.
So the thing about this is, of course, it can't just go, it can't just be isolated and be its own thing where you see it and you go, oh man, and then close it and Alt F4 and you go on your merry way. Because then we have to have ShoryuKen.com reporting that actually we have what looks to be a leaked roster list that that popped up a while ago.
Yep.
And you go, all right, let's see what this looks like.
Leaked roster.
Fuck, it looks kind of cool.
It's the coolest roster. I didn't get to see all of it, but you were telling me about the cap ones.
Yeah, so here's the thing is, most of the list is pretty much the same.
The Ikari Warriors.
It's all the same. Art of Fighting Team, Fatal Fury Team, Japan, China, Criminal... K-Team.
Who's in the criminal team?
Criminal team is Chang, Choi, and a newcomer.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right. So everything's all the same there, but then you get down to stuff like the Mexico team, which is Ramon, T-Zoc, and Angel.
T-Zoc, yeah.
Angel?
Angel's coming back.
I thought she was owned by that other company.
Evoga? Well, I think it's because...
Angel's the girl with the white hair?
Yeah. And she does the rock bottom.
Yeah.
So she was created by Evoga, or Eolith, but I think because she was created under the KOF...
They were able to get it.
They got her.
That's a good team, Mexico. Right?
So that's a pretty cool team, Mexico. Exactly. Right? Mid-boss is listed as Russian billionaire. Which
I hope that's his name.
That could be anything, right? And then you get to the fucking Kim team,
it's Kim team.
Kim Kapwan,
one of the coolest guys in all fighting games.
Kim's master and Kim's wife.
Two characters that have never been seen or even mentioned.
I'm in my head prior to this, I'm like, if it's not Dong and Jay, fuck it. And it's like, no, I don't give a shit. It's their mom! Damn. And Kim's fucking master.
Heavy D.
That's the coolest.
I love that your brief exposure to Heavy D now has you on the permanent that's, Heavy D train.
Now when the words so KOF cool. come up, so Heavy cool. D yeah, will follow.
Well, it's that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But like, oh man.
And that's where we're at. That where is, it's like that idea possibly being wasted.
I like,
you know what I mean?
I think wasted's pretty strong.
I don't think it's strong. If this game ends up sucking and everyone hates it and it's a total bad entry in the franchise, it's a wasted use of what could be really cool characters.
I know that statement,
I can't follow your optimism on this. And it's King of Fighters.
That statement is fine, but we literally don't know about the gameplay. We don't know.
What you're doing is
you're looking at like the first screens of Street Fighter 4 and saying the gameplay is going to be bad. We literally don't know.
And I corrected this like five
times. Okay. You're looking at a HUDless screenshot of the modern Street Fighter 4 without ever playing it.
Let me jump in here. I'm sorry to cut you off. I corrected like a ton of people on Twitter about this, and we covered this last week. I said that the gameplay will likely be fine and tight because we know the guy. Oda is the battle planner.
Sure.
And he's done good shit. But
I am only correcting the statement you just said.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I don't have a photographic memory of your... I don't have the fucking typed up Wooly Madden quotes that you said it'll be a waste. It's like, we don't know how good this game is going to be.
If the gameplay's great and the characters and everything that we see in the trailer end up looking that way in the final, that's still a waste. That statement's not wrong to me. That's totally correct.
100%. Well, yeah, because these brand new characters will show up in their first incarnations and look like complete garbage.
In a game that'll otherwise be written off as a bad KOF.
Like, I don't know. Like,
Angel was, unfortunately, the 1 cent cool thing in a bad KOF.
I don't know. I still think, like, I look at it and I struggle to see how the word shit gets put in there. Like, because where does shit fall on the 0 to 10 of 10 being perfect? And 0 being like I don't know, literally nothing.
I would call this embarrassingly sub-zero.
Garish usage of color, horrible texture work.
Bad costumes.
Awful backgrounds.
The textures are fine.
They look terrible.
I think the costumes, the clothing, and the
two stages we've seen a glimpse of, they look so like fucking neat. Like the colors are just so weird and inconsistent with what we saw in 12 and 13 as far as, like, even those backgrounds with the weird racist people in them had, like, a composition to them.
Sure.
You know? And here we see a black thing with, like, a weird sort of unlit ground and some weird neon lights back and forth, and it's just not mentioned.
But you're changing your statement. Like I said, I just don't get where it is on your list of 0 to 10.
I would say this game looks like, objectively, like in the totality of like fighting, it looks like a 2 or a 3. But like you, and this is not to be like your opinion doesn't matter because you don't love King of Fighters, but you're not the biggest King of Fighters fan.
But
we all like appreciate 13, and like I really really like 13. Like me and Wooly are applying like it's a 2 or 3 objectively, but it's -5. For like being these subpar 3D models instead of the sprites, so it ends up being like negative on the spectrum.
Here's where it is. KOF and the way you asked about that number, KOF is supposed to get me rock hard when I see it.
No, sure.
Not even talking gameplay.
Yeah.
When I look at it, I'm supposed to have a fucking chub in my pants.
Even when I look at 98 and 2002, those games are great.
I'm not just talking about the new cool ones.
No, those games are great.
The older ones as well were fucking gorgeous.
No, for sure. That's undeniable.
And not only is like this like it's not the first time this has happened, but this is Maximum Impact screenshots coming at me. And the way I felt when I first saw that, and my heart sinking,
and your dick retreated inside your abdomen.
Right? So my heart sunk in, and I felt really bad, and I was like, okay, Falcon's on this or whatever, but the only thing that kept me going was the fact that I knew, and everyone knew from day one, that Maximum Impact was a side game, like EX.
Yeah, sure.
It didn't have a year, it didn't have a number.
But when this side game look is the main title, right, when Street Fighter EX3 is actually Street Fighter 6, I can't deal with that.
No, I mean, I hear you. Just, like, I have a hard time linking that to, like, absolute zero. You know what I mean? Like,
call this Street Fighter...
It's the context. You're coming at it from a different context than we are.
If you call it Maximum Impact 3, I laugh, and I go, ha, and I go, all right, whatever, SNK, and then we move on.
Sure.
But calling this 14
fucking hurts me. It's as simple as, by slapping the official name on it, the subpar, like, bad-looking, like, assets and all that take, like, a hit in our personal rankings, and to you it doesn't. Like,
yeah,
just
no.
Putting the name on it doesn't hurt it.
No, and like I said, that's all where I'm coming from, is I look at it, it looks fine.
But to us,
it doesn't, if it was a new fighting game and you looked at it, you'd be like, yeah, it looks fine.
And that's exactly,
if it was a brand new fighting game, I'd be like, that looks okay for a Bloody Roar game.
Yeah, like you said, a 2 or a 3 on the sum totality of fighting games,
I think
games,
2 or 3 is low, considering some of the Steam games we've played. Like, what was that one that was in, like, the 1940s or something?
Oh, yeah, so here's the thing about that, Liam. I would, like, and we would argue about this forever if we actually got into it. I would rate anything below a certain threshold as 0. Like, I don't have, like, a relative scale.
Which just doesn't make sense. That just doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, but that's an ideological
disagreement. No, for sure.
But it's like, I'm like, anything below this marker is 0.
Sure.
But it's like, as soon as you put the KOF filter on that search for fighting games, and that list shrinks down to 94 through 13, Maximum Impact, and I maybe even, like,
a couple of the side handheld things. Yeah.
Exactly. You have a fucking list of tens and nines, and then this chasm where it's like, what happened here?
And that's Maximum Impact.
But Maximum Impact, exactly. Maximum Impact is that it drops the way the fuck down, you know, but it doesn't hit the bottom. It just drops way the fuck down. And the fact that it's a side title, you give it less weight and importance.
Give it less flack.
You know?
Like, when we played Maximum Impact on Fistcuffs, we were just like, this is weird, goofy side game.
Ah, Falcon, exactly.
But when we play 14 on Fisticuffs, we will cry.
It's so much harder to do that when it's a mainline title.
Usually you're not the type to be like this, so, like, that's why I'm so confused.
I love KOF.
Or, like, in the context of Maximum Impact, you know everything about Maximum Impact, and so it's easy to say, I know exactly where it slots in.
I'm forced to take it seriously.
Like, we don't even know what the HUD looks like.
I think it's totally fair to say that me and Wooly are being irrational.
I will judge it in the state that I see it in, until it gets updated.
When it's
updated to look better, I will then change what I'm saying.
But
right now, to me, that's fucking dumpster trash.
But I'm willing to admit that you and I's reactions are irrational and overdone.
Okay.
But I don't
think it is.
No, because in terms of objective value, like, Liam's probably right.
Yeah.
But it hurts so bad, though.
For sure. Just I struggle to see how you rate this below Girl Fight so far. You know what I mean?
Because,
like,
who cares about Girl Fight?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
And
I struggle to see how you're rating this.
And that's the whole thing.
Because of precedence in history.
Because
of precedence in history and weighted... Bell curving.
And the biggest problem...
It comes off as bell curving, exactly.
It's totally... I'm super bell curving.
Or, like, someone who loves fighting games but has never played KOF might come in, if the gameplay is as good as, let's say, like, Street Fighter 4 or something.
Oh, God.
Then people will come in and be like, yeah, this game is great.
The biggest problem...
I will launch a campaign, trade in your copies, I will give you a KOF 13 instead.
The biggest problem when you look at it is that, in my opinion... And I'm sure other people agree with me. I don't know if you do, Wooly, or you do, Liam. I think KOF 13 is the visually best-looking fighting game of all time, without question.
That's not debatable.
Okay, so you went from the best, period, to the worst-looking modern one in a while. I think this looks worse than, like... I think this is on par with that early Street Fighter 4 stuff, but we're a whole generation later.
We were drinking champagne in the penthouse... And now we're lapping up piss
out of the gutter.
Fucking gutter.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
But we're drinking something,
and like, Liam, I know that this unfairness to this stuff.
No, it's just because I don't get it. Because I hate Smash 4. But it's,
okay, so you kind of get it.
Smash 4 is like
it's
an 8.0
Smash,
game,
right?
It's great.
Still Smash.
It's a great game.
Right.
And so coming into this, it's like. Like, I get the feeling, but I'm still... I don't understand the, like, calling it gutter trash literally without knowing. KOF.
Here's... Oh, man.
Like, the absence of knowledge.
There's so much to it, because it's like, KOF and, like, it's the art
you want
of KOF. It's so important.
No, it's gorgeous, for sure.
It's so important to...
You want
to
be...
I can say the same thing, because Smash 4 just takes the art styles of, like, Melee and Brawl and says, have this generic shit instead.
Yeah.
But it falls...
And it's the same thing.
But it falls in the middle instead of below.
I mean? Anyway, I think it falls below, but, you know, like...
Well, I'm not gonna
lecture you on KOF stuff.
Yeah, okay. I'm definitely not gonna argue on the aesthetic brawl, because I can't tell the difference.
Do you think Melee models look better than
Smash They have an
forwards?
Aesthetic. They have that black, dark look to them and stuff.
And they're supposed to be action figures or toys or something like that.
Well, no, they just have that, like, dark... The whole game has a dark look to it, and Brawl has this, like, washed-out white look to it, and...
That's... A Brawl, that I do remember.
And Smash 4 just kind of looks like... It's 3D. Here's what the Super Mario look is nowadays.
I can see what he's saying. Okay. It's definitely a different scale than what we're talking about going from fucking sprites to this.
No, exactly.
I get it. Like, here's how irrational I'm being. Like, there's a relatively large part of me looking at this game where I want it to be terrible. So that I don't have to...
So that it's all...
So that it's complete garbage, and I don't have to look at it or legitimize... Like, if this game ends up being great, and it's being played at Evo, then that legitimizes their decision.
Yeah.
And I want to barf.
That would make it way worse. If this,
and that's dumb! Yeah, that's stupid! I didn't think that!
If this comes out as terrible as it looks right now, and then the community just glosses right over it, that would be for the best... Because next year we'd have a whole different shot.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, I recognize how stupid and irrational.
No,
but it's like, it's this fucking urge in my body
and,
to just.
And, like, there's stupid things I say all the time. Like, I argue for stupid shit all the time.
What?
Just on, like, principle. You know? But, like,
we literally
don't know about the game.
This is a scenario in which I'm going to sound like an asshole, but, like, you're completely right.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
No, and that's fine.
We do know that the gameplay animation is stilted. We do know that the animation is stilted.
Yeah, no, that I've seen.
That's there, you know. But it's just we are. This is like we. It's never really occurred to me for real. But like, fighting games came back and then stayed back.
Yeah.
And
I thought they were going to go away again.
And now we are entering the second golden age.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And it's a fucking good time to be a fighting game fan. And when you have new challengers like Skullgirls coming out and like stepping up to plate and fucking knocking it out of the park, it's such a good feeling.
Skullgirls flew past former benchmark.
It's such a good feeling because you're like, you've entered the pantheon. You're in there.
Yeah, of course.
And KOF is KOF has a seat with its name on it, always reserved in the pantheon. Whenever he wants to come and sit there, he can take it.
Yeah.
And no one will say nothing. But now, that might be called into question.
No, it's a bummer, for sure.
You know? And that's not right.
You know what I can see? Legitimately, and this isn't like to be right, I can see a Smash 4 situation happening in this game.
Yeah, potentially.
No matter how good it is.
It just won't live up to expectations.
People will just be like, well, 13's better. Let's play 13 instead.
Yeah. No,
especially with how combo and technical heavy 13 is.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Like, and like that, like once we can play it, if it's bad, it's bad. Like that's all there is to it. You know,
Kim's wife's first appearance is going to be this fucking ugly 3D model.
I'm excited to play it at PlayStation Experience just because I want to get hands on. Because I'll feel if it's trash right away. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, like all I can say is like
do a short hop and it's floaty.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh my god, no!
Even I know that's not right.
We'll see if it goes the way of Cross Tekken. I'll check in with my other clone, Hell Pockets, and see
how many clones you got.
See where that lands.
FGC clones. He's my only other FGC clone.
Right.
But then there's Brennan, and then there's Moby.
Man, so, Brennan and Takahata fighting over like the Persona 4 waifus on Twitter is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Pretty funny.
It's great.
Did you see Takahata's Vine?
No.
It's him. He fucking went to his garbage and wrote Chie in marker and took his garbage out.
That's funny. It's fucking
great.
But I don't know, like on the SNK.
We gotta move on.
No, on the SNK thing, real quick. I'm happy that
yeah, absolutely.
Again. I hope we get a new Metal Slug.
That'd be cool.
That's not gonna happen. But goddamn, would it make me happy?
But also,
I don't know. That's one of their.
I wonder.
One of their,
Because Metal Slug Defenders is one of the reasons they're back, because it did so well.
I wonder why they pulled out of the pachinko market.
Because it wasn't going well for them.
Yeah, too competitive, or like
I guess that slot can't be as lucrative as it used to be.
Yeah.
It's like mobile; everybody wanted to get in, and then it's crowded.
But you know, if anyone would know, I guess SNK would know, right?
Yeah. A lot of space is opening up in the MMO market, so they could start moving into that because there's a good 6 million people that are down from...
Because Levi told you about the Warcraft sub numbers.
I asked him about that because I read the
story. Oh, that's why. Yeah. Okay.
Warcraft subs now at an all-time low.
Well, to be fair, all-time low is still higher than FF14.
Of course.
It's all higher than nearly every MMO ever.
But here's the thing. Lower than their starting numbers.
I'm aware.
And that's the actual story.
Just, I'm seeing some people spin it as, well, they should just quit.
No.
And it's like, no.
That's the most lucrative shit ever.
They're twice as big as 14.
But when WoW came out in, like, November of fucking 2004, like, they blew out the gate so hard they had stopped selling the fucking game.
Yeah.
For months!
Yeah, they started at 7, right? I think they started at 7.
Yeah. It was crazy.
And they just held that.
That blowout huge release is what caused the entire MMO bust boom over that whole period of people constantly making new MMOs, them completely failing, and
trying again a second time,
going bankrupt, etc.
So
that's how we got the weird genre of buy to play with the Guild Wars too.
Yeah.
So what we get in hand in hand
buy to play.
That one drives me nuts.
It's great.
What we get hand in hand with this is Blizzard announcing that they're no longer going to be giving out active sub numbers.
Yeah.
And there's other metrics they can use to measure the level of interactivity
much money did we make? Yeah. How many...
It's no longer to our benefit to tell you that our numbers are going down. Let's find other ways to scale.
It makes sense, too, because it's not for the fans. It's for the fucking shareholders who drop out when they're still making, $7 a month?
It's like 12 bucks a month.
Wow. There's like...
Yeah, wow.
But it's such a blatant word. We gotta massage these for you guys.
Yeah, because the shareholders are gonna leave because our mobile game's coming 3 months late.
What can I say?
And you know what? Like, I don't think... WoW's fucking old. It's 11 years old. It's going on 16. No, it's 11 years old, actually. It's November right now.
Yeah.
It was released in November 2004. It's 11 years old. Like, an MMO can't fucking last forever. Eventually...
And this thing's gonna last 15 years at this rate. Easy.
From now on... Yeah.
Well, I mean, from launch to 15.
Oh, especially now, I'd say it would last 10 from today onwards.
Possibly. Yeah.
Especially now that we know that Titan is not the successor to it in any way, shape, or form.
That game's old as fuck. I don't know if you've looked at WoW recently. It looks like fuck dog shit, just from a visual perspective.
Yeah.
Like, it looks terrible.
Even after the big upgrade. Well, like, it's intentional, right? So everyone can actually.
Well, that was the metric back in 2004.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
even the upgrade now doesn't...
And that's only character models. It's only character models.
It's only character models?
I actually
didn't know that.
Yeah.
I never got into WoW,
like,
really.
All the MMOs, like, look way better. To a new audience, that matters.
Yeah. A new audience that might be coming out of theaters high off of the movie.
What? Wow, you really struck while the iron was hot there, didn't you guys?
Did you see the Warcraft trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like generic fantasy, so it's Warcraft.
Here's the thing. I have no stake in this.
Looks less interesting than it's...
I need to double down on this. I have no stake in this world.
The thing about Warcraft and the...
It would have been fine. I think this would have looked fine if they went all CG. But the fact that they got live action in there makes it jarring and kind of weird.
I'm still going to go see it.
Oh, we have to.
That's mandatory.
Yeah, exactly.
The biggest problem with Warcraft, like, fiction, is that... It's less interesting than its source material, which is Warhammer.
Yeah.
Where it is directly lifted. But because it can't be as interesting because it's not as fucking metal as Warhammer, they put a lot of humor into it.
Yeah.
They make the goofy noises when you click the grubs and the guy accidentally says my life for ire every now and then.
When I look at some of the stuff in Hearthstone, and it's like, oh man, that's like the goofy levels.
Off the chart. You can't put that in a movie. You can't put that in your serious fucking... So instead, you have, like, boring, not quite Warhammer orcs.
Don't you dare show a Pandaren in that trailer.
Well, I'm sure, like, 25% of that movie is going to be, like, WoW jokes. You know what I mean? Or, like, lore.
Who knows?
Based on...
If I don't see a bunch of Murlocs in that movie, I'm going to quit the movie.
You know, I would make a
subscription to the
movie. Movie subs go down.
Exactly.
If I go into that movie and there is a character in that film named Leroy.
Yeah. Just throw it into the trash.
I'm going to kill myself in the theater with poison.
You're going to misfire.
I'm going to drink myself to death in the theater.
Yeah.
Because that is the news headline they deserve. Is Pat from local
shit Let's Play himself before dying
to death in theater refuses to leave.
Kills himself with booze in response to bad joke in shitty movie.
I don't know, man. I just can't, like, the mesh of the orcs in their CG look.
It looks weird. I agree.
And the humans are not on. They're not on the same level.
Now, by the way, I should mention if that character exists, I'm not going to follow through with what I just said.
That was the fastest back down ever.
I'm a huge coward. Pathetic. Because I started to think about it, and I became actually worried that it could actually happen.
So you have to talk yourself down.
So I'm like, wait, no. That absurd what if that I just said could happen, and I don't want people to hassle me to kill myself.
Also, again, no stake in this world.
No, me neither, yeah.
Doesn't that main character... Isn't
yeah,
he...
Yeah, whatever.
Isn't he, like, supposed to be, like, old and gray?
Which one? Medivh?
The main human with the black hair, long black hair and the beard.
Lothar?
Yeah. Isn't he, like...
Depends.
Older?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whatever.
All right.
What time period does this take place
yeah,
in?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, when me and you and Levi were talking about it at the restaurant, like, I pointed out that every single time WoW sub numbers drop... They have a fucking let's go back to Warcraft 2 storyline.
Visit all the old characters.
And that's what this
pump those subs up.
That's what this movie is.
Right.
It's literally hey, remember before? So okay, when you
assuming this number, this movie is like at least good.
Yeah,
it'll do.
But when you
for
take
an
subs, existing so. Property and turn it into an MMO, and that MMO runs for several years. You've run out of shit to tap for stuff.
Activision announced just the other day they're going to start making media in general because they have the brands to support it. And like they announced the Skylanders cartoon show already.
Yeah, that's
like,
fine. That works.
But yeah, you have to remind people why they care.
How many fucking... Like the new expansion is let's refight the villains of Warcraft 3 and the second expansion, Burning Crusade. Like, how... Like...
From 2006.
There's nothing left. There's nothing. And now Warcraft is like, you can never make a Warcraft 4. When's it supposed to take place? How are you supposed to explain the entire storyline and events of fucking 15 years of Warcraft World War? Fuck it.
Well, it would have to be the in-between star. And
I remember
game.
Vividly when I read some fucking thing in the like year one of WoW about Sargeras the Dark Titan or whatever. And I was like, that's cool. And that shit is ruined now. That shit is just ruined and fucking
Why
all.
Why did Sargeras appear as a pet?
That's some... no, and there is the Burning Legion and it's Frozen Throne. Fuck it. I don't even...
Okay.
I tried to catch up when Frozen Throne came out and I literally couldn't.
Now, all that being said...
Are you sticking to Blizzard stuff right now?
Yeah,
there's
I see a
thing. Cool-ass fucking character that was announced for Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Cho'Gall?
It's Cho'Gall.
It's
the orc magi from Warcraft 2.
It's a two-headed orc guy.
If I ever play Heroes of the Storm, it's to play as the Lost Vikings.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This is a character. It's a two-headed orc. You literally need two people to play as this character.
Shut up.
How does it work?
Let me throw him up on the big screen.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That is like I'm like that sounds
does it work?
The fucking coolest.
That's I bet it's one character for movement, one for attacks, and the character's like 2.5 times as strong. Like that's my guess here, but that's fucking awesome.
So you have to team up with somebody and
like locally or online?
Online. Because everything's online with these
robots.
Right.
And so you control one person controls Cho and the other one controls Gal. And they have their own abilities and their own like stuff, and you have different spells and whatnot that you can do.
Do both of them control the movement?
I think Cho controls the movement, and like Gal is just kind of along for the ride.
So it's like a fighter pilot,
and with a gunner.
Yeah.
And when you kill one of them, when you kill the character, it counts for two kills.
Oh, that's why.
Cho controls Cho'Gall's movement, and wow, that's great.
Yeah, It counts for two kills. And
I guess he's incredibly strong.
And then he would have to be like 2.1 or 2.2 times as strong as other characters to make up for the control difference.
Or at least like 1.75 or something like
something.
That. You know, but yeah, exactly, right? So you
hey, congrats, genre that I kind of hate. That's fucking cool.
And when you beat him, you get the ability to use him for like one or two games, and if you win with him, then you unlock him permanently, type of thing.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah, without paying. Yeah.
Cool. Heroes of the Storm is apparently a really good MOBA for babies.
Yeah, I don't know.
If we wanted to play a MOBA,
yeah,
this is the MOBA we should play.
Dude, you could play anyone.
I don't know nothing about nothing, but two-player fucking character in
but
a single-player game.
I honestly, like, literally prefer, you know, like, every character I see even in Heroes of the Storm, because I played all those games. I'm like, oh, I'll play as Diablo.
Right, yeah.
I'll play as the medic from StarCraft. Like, what?
And, like, that also sets what could be groundwork for, like, other characters that
have weird control options.
Yeah, that's fun. I like thinking
I thought you were going to talk about Tracer, actually, because they announced Tracer for it as well, and I'm like, yeah, I like Tracer. So
What's Tracer?
From Overwatch.
Oh.
The
girl?
Yeah.
She's in the game. She's in Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, why not?
All the new Overwatch stuff I'm really happy about, like, how the game's not free-to-play and stuff.
What is it? What's the business model?
You buy a $40 disc.
What?
You get all the 20-whatever characters. That's the game.
That's a video game.
And people are upset because it's not free to play.
You buy the game and then you play
it? Buy to play.
I think I think people are coming at it from the perspective of, like, I don't want to buy a disc and then have a bunch of, like, MOBA characters added on.
Well, hold on. Are you a company that has released something that brought in a whole bunch of people looking for free games? Then you have those people on your plate.
No, exactly.
Well, luckily it's a PC game, so you're not going to buy a disc.
It's on PS4 and Xbox One.
What? How did I miss that?
I'm going to buy it on PS4 for
$40.
Yeah,
so
am I. Overwatch is a console game, dude.
For a long time it was PC only. Until just this week it was PC only, in fact.
Really?
Yeah.
How are we both wrong? Wait, hold on.
They only just announced it for consoles. Like, only just.
I could have
At BlizzCon.
Wow. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm nuts.
How? Because I was in the same boat.
I could have sworn
they
announced that as a console and PC game.
Well, because I remember reading last week that, like, code was found somewhere, I don't fucking know, where there was PS4 and Xbox One nomenclature. In the Overwatch beta, that's it, because the beta just went on, right?
Mm.
And people found Xbox One and PS4 stuff, like, last week in it. And then people were like, ooh, I guess it's coming to consoles eventually.
Yeah, okay.
And at BlizzCon, they announced, yeah, $40 disc.
Oh, okay.
I'm into that.
Well, like I said, like, it's like, even though...
I'll play a shooter.
It's going to be, like, for people that don't play PC games, if it's on console, it's kind of going to be in your face. It's going to be around.
Yeah.
And when it's that more accessible, you know, you might take a look. I'm going to take a look.
I'm excited to play it.
Blizzard seems to be doing, like, so we talked about how WoW's losing subscriptions, but they're doing really well in Hearthstone and Heroes of the Storm. And
Diablo probably still sells.
Diablo
sells
pretty good, and Overwatch is set to do quite well. Blizzard's still their money fountain that they always were.
And, of course, in Activision's presentation, they cited Diablo and World of Warcraft and Overwatch as, like, media brands to make, like, shows and movies.
Diablo's
and you look
cool.
You look at Overwatch's CG trailer, and you're like, yeah, I want that to exist.
I would really like a new Diablo that isn't made for babies,
which,
and doesn't have fucking rainbows in it.
Which Overwatcher speaks to you, Liam?
A lot of them. They're cool.
I haven't been paying
much attention to that game because I resigned myself to never being good enough to play it online against PC players with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, of course.
So now that you tell me that there'll be a console version that I can play with a controller, well, I am good enough to play with those people.
Mm. I still have leftover Destiny, like... residue inside of me.
Where you want that kind of experience?
Where I was, what I was hoping to get and I didn't get.
Right.
So I'll throw it into this, you know?
No.
Pink haired girl with big gun and hammer guy look cool.
Pink haired girl with big gun. Oh, I can't remember her name. She's cool though. The samurai guys are cool too.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, samurai guys too.
And like the new character D.Va with her mech is like super cool.
Yeah,
there's a second samurai guy now and they're brothers. Yeah, I know.
I haven't been paying attention. Really
Zarya.
Time for me to start paying attention, I guess.
Because, again, it's going to be in your face now.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
I forgot the fucking hammer guy. His hammer guy.
Soldier 76 or whatever his name is looks cool, too.
Hammerman.
He's generic soldier. Is
like
his thing.
Him.
It's great.
Also, you got Man with No Name.
Right.
Hey, Border... What's it?
Borderlandos?
Battle Clash, Battle...
Battleborn.
Battleborn got delayed.
My girlfriend and I watched the Overwatch trailer together, and then I said, "Now let me show you another game." And I showed her the Battleborn trailer for a couple. And after a while, she was like, "Can we stop?" I was like, "No." And I was like, "Which game appeals more?" And she was like, "What the fuck was that second game?"
Beautiful. Like, beautiful. Exactly.
Battleborn?
I still can't latch on to why.
There are people out there who will like it, I'm sure. But to me, it is 100% beaten out by Overwatch.
There's something so unappealing about Battleborn. When we were at PAX, and we saw it, and we were like, hey, we get it? Nah.
I left. Yeah. And it was like a 10-minute line. Yeah. That PAX is very short.
My brain censors the name out every time you say
there's
it.
It just
goes to nothing.
Something that's just inherently
it's just poop
unappealing.
MP3 that plays. Yeah.
Poop
MP3.
Poop.
I don't know why. The kazoo noises.
Yeah.
Full
LP of Battleborn.
Okay, so here's a segment.
That would be long.
We should do an Overwatch video, and it's just Battleborn.
Here's a segment
where
people
don't like it when you do that.
The news itself, the news itself is the punchline.
All right, let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah, you're gonna take a guess though. There's a little bit of interaction.
Okay. We'll wait for.
All right, we haven't talked about it for a little bit, but it's time to bring it back one more time. The Falco Amiibo is exclusive to.
Oh man!
I really wanted the Falco one too.
Hold on! Is it a retailer that I can actually go to in my country?
Please, actually though.
that's such a relevant question.
I really want the Falco Amiibo.
The Falco Amiibo is
the answer's no.
Please say Amazon. Please say Amazon.
Blockbuster. Mexico.
I really wanted it too.
I knew it. I knew it. You lost your stress. Oh, there it is.
You lost your Hearthstone stress ball, dude.
Fuck.
This is not a joke.
Fuck.
When I was in Mexico, I saw a Blockbuster and I went in because I was like, man, these still exist.
Nintendo.
And I thought nothing of it, but I guess they're
Nintendo's
the big dogs.
Nintendo's mishandling of Amiibos
is double
garish.
Down. Double down. Go all in now.
Well,
this is what I need.
I mean,
Russian Happy Meals are the only way to get Ganon.
You know, like, thank God there's going to be a different distribution method for every other country because fuck.
Says who?
That's the standard.
Well, let's see.
The Amiibo standard.
The Amiibo standard.
So the one that was really ugly was the Target exclusives right when Target was moving out of Canada.
Oh.
That was the one that fucked
up. Well, I think the worst one was Lucario at Toys R Us where stores would receive zero.
Yeah, you're right.
We have 40 pre-orders. We've received zero.
I forgot about that one.
I say the worst one is Amiibos.
Yes.
Hey, you know what I saw at EB Games earlier today?
I don't believe you.
The 3-pack of Splatoons for like $25.
What? Oh. How?
Yeah.
You should buy it and flip it on eBay. 2 seconds.
Well, because they're resupplying finally, and I saw a bunch of Zero Suits, which I've never seen in the wild. And I don't want.
I like the fact that you. Oh man, you know what's hard to buy? That fucking Xbox controller, that fancy expensive one.
Oh yeah,
thing's impossible.
Really?
I've tried.
I'm not surprised.
Literally impossible.
I forgot. I didn't know what actually came out.
I had a moment a little while ago when I went to the EB Games that we would go to, and I said, "Hey man, you got that fancy Xbox controller?" He says, "No." But what console do you want it for? Maybe we can figure something out. I go, the PC. He goes, what? I go, the PC. And he goes, oh, I can't help you. I'm like, what? It's like, well, if you had an Xbox One, right, and then you wanted to trade in your Xbox One, I could have sold you the Elite Xbox One, and it would only cost you, like, $30 extra because the controller's in there. I go, no, I want the PC for sale. Well, there's a guy, he didn't pick up his pre-order.
Out the door.
And his pre-order finishes at 5 o'clock today. If you want to... If you want to come down here tomorrow at 10 in the morning, you could come down. And if he didn't pick up his pre-order, I could sell it to you, I guess. I can't hold it for you, though.
Out the door. It didn't used to get it, because I just went in and bought a game, and that was it. But when you ever
Anytime
try
you have
to ask
deal with them.
Anything, they are, like, just...
My favorite.
Yeah, I was there earlier when I saw the Amiibos, and I had gone in because I pre-ordered the Blue Vita that's exclusive to EB Games and GameStop, right? And I didn't remember the release date, so I said asked
what
them,
color blue is that? By the way?
It's the electric blue one, the blue one, the matte finish one.
I like that.
And I asked him, what's the release date for the blue PlayStation Vita? And he was in front of his computer, and he just stood there and said, that's not a product that's coming out. And I said, I have a pre-order on it at this store. What is the release date for the blue PlayStation Vita? And he said, they stopped making Vitas.
Are you sure you pre-ordered that? Are you sure you didn't pre-order nothing?
And he says, they stopped making Vitas. It's dead. And I said, can you please look on your computer and tell me when the release date for the blue PlayStation Vita is?
Oh my God.
And he said, okay, man. And he looked it up. And
oh, how about
and he
that?
Went, November 13th. And I said, and I'll get a blue PlayStation Vita on November 13th. And he says, I guess so. I don't know how I missed it. And I'm like, and I just walk away, like, just shaking my head at him.
Every time you have ever had to interact with them more than nothing at all, the worst.
Hand me the keyboard. Can you turn the monitor around?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me just handle this for you, right. EB Games employee.
There is one worse than that. There is one worse than that, and it's Best Buy employees who, you know, they have the two computers. They have their.
Oh yeah.
They have their
the real one.
They have their green scale computer.
Yeah.
Which is it's a fucking command line that you type all sorts of dumb shit into, and then they have their website next to it on a laptop. And when you ask them, hey man, I haven't done this for years, so maybe they've improved, I doubt it. Hey man, when's such and such coming out? It's supposed to be out today. Do you have any in stock? And they will walk over and click on their fucking website and then, like, usually have a tough time finding it on their own fucking website.
Yep. Yeah.
And I will go, never mind. And then I will go find someone else, and you will rotate through the staff
until you just check the stock.
Until you find somebody who fucking knows. And every time, oh yeah, actually we have some in the back. Someone forgot to bring it out and put it on the shelves.
That's happened to me too, yeah.
Fucking time. Yeah.
The only thing better than out the door is out the door and on your phone browsing.
And you find Amazon.
Browsing Amazon.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah. That's it. Anyway.
It's like, when there's an EB Games exclusive product, just shoot yourself. It happened to me with Disney Infinity 2 on the Vita as well. And I got a really good response where I said, hey, I called them, like, every week for a month, asking them, hey, when's this coming out? It's coming out in America on this day. When's it coming out? And after I called them a few times, the manager took the phone and he said, it's not coming out in Canada. And I was like, fuck. Shit. So I imported it from the States. I paid, like, more.
A premium.
I imported it from the States. And then I went to EB Games the next week, and there was two copies right there.
Of course
I talked to the manager, and I was like, do you remember the guy calling about Disney? He said, yeah, that was me. You have them right there, and I paid, like, almost double for an American copy. And he said, sorry, they weren't coming out in Canada until... And I'm like, fuck off.
That's not true.
You're just fucking...
You're
like,
full of shit.
You
just want me to stop calling.
Yeah. When are you guys getting copies of KOF 11? Oh, try us next Thursday. Cool.
Christ.
Thursday?
Try us next Thursday. For 4 months or so.
Yeah.
Try us next Thursday. Yeah? Next Thursday, right? Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Anyway.
And they wonder why they're getting blown up by digital game sales. You know what? It costs more. I don't care.
Well, fuck that. I just buy stuff off Amazon.
Yeah, you know what?
And it's cheaper, and I don't have to step out the door.
As far as I'm concerned, a digital game sale and an Amazon game sale are fucking so close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never want to do it again.
Fuck
it's the worst experience.
Fuck the mortar. I have no love. I have no love for
it. It's like mom and pop shops are dead. So, enjoy.
Like, I when I got my PS4, I ordered a PS4 off Amazon, and it showed up on the correct day, but I still went and bought one at EB Games, because we needed them for fucking work.
You had to make sure.
And some of them were failing. Some of those early ones were failing, and I was fucking pissed that I had to do that. If I was a regular consumer, I could have just sat in my fucking house and gone on one off Amazon. Mm-hmm. Instead, I had to go deal with
it. You had to make sure you got one.
Does everybody have their Edge card? And the fuck... Oh, Jesus Christ. I hate them.
So, and you guys catch hashtag MikaGate?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I spoke about this with my girlfriend a bunch last night, and it's just like, just don't show me something if you're going to change it. Like,
to me, I look at that and I go, okay, here's what I see, right? The first thing that happens is my
explain.
Brain... My brain goes into...
Explain the situation.
Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. Thank you, sorry, sorry. All right,
because critical art animation...
Not just that.
Okay, but that's the main one, right?
The main one is her.
She slaps her butt during her critical art animation.
And it jiggles a little bit.
And the camera showed that, and now the camera stays on her doing nothing.
So there's the latest build of Street Fighter V was played in the IGN offices.
Yeah.
The first thing is actually that there's some weird bugs that showed up in that build that are not in anywhere else, where audio doesn't play during certain attacks and certain intros.
Yeah.
Rashid's intro has no audio or anything so like that. So there's some bugs going on. But like there's some camera angles and details that were changed about moves where, Mika, her butt slap, now the camera is like a little bit raised up so that the butt slap is off camera a bit. Then she does the move, and when she and Nadeshko do the double slam and then drop to the ground,
they don't do the character in splits anymore.
They don't grab your leg and do the splits anymore. Yeah. Your legs are just kind of loose.
That's the weirder change.
And then the second one was Cammy's intro, where she flips in and then lands, and it has a low angle.
They moved the camera significantly higher.
They moved the camera up, and they moved her waist and like butt like off frame, so that it's just like her torso and legs, and then she gets up, right?
Yeah.
So very minor camera movement to like clearly like censor that stuff, and or rather get it out of frame. So the first thing I think when I see that is my brain goes QA mode. All right. ESRB teen rating possibilities.
The game was originally rated as mature.
That was rumored.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It was rating pending.
For blood, gore, and sexual content.
Now, a lot of the time, like, that's the first thing I thought, because I'm like, I've seen some shit over the years where it's like, I've seen things way more risque in other games, but the ESRB is giving this game a hard time.
This stuff should be able to pass
right?
for a T. Yeah.
So I go and I'm like, that shouldn't be enough for this to be the case. It's got to be them internally deciding that they want to change that.
Yeah, undeniably.
And it's something where you kind of look at it and it's like it could just be them being like, we don't want to, or rather like we don't want to like push. We don't want to push. Like, what would be Japanese fan service, quote-unquote, as hard as they would if this was a fully Japanese-developed game, because we're Capcom America?
I don't know, man. Like, I wish they wouldn't do this kind of stuff, because, like, I don't mind if you develop a game and you don't put sexual stuff in it at all. That's fine. In fact, that's better. There's so much, like, pure cheesecake games like Senran Kagura that are just trash. Onichanbara is pure fucking garbage. You know, like, I would rather we get better games in that regard than have that stuff. And I'm not saying there's no place for, like, cheesecake and stuff.
Yeah.
But when you have a game that has little bits of sexuality in it, don't show me something...
And then remove it.
I think, and that's what's making people. That's what's making everyone like react in a kind of a negative way like this.
If it was never there, that being said, nobody would mind.
Yeah, if it was always the other way from the get go. At the same time, it's like the guy from Sony responded like more or less. This is how the sausage is made.
Response. Yeah.
This is how people are seeing games being made, and like it's true. Like how many times when something was something in a certain state during. Early beta or even like late alpha
where it changes
and then it hits final and then what the fuck
Force
Unleashed
no right? For sure
like so I know that this is something that is very very common.
That was quite a cough you had there.
I gotta get some Vicks vapor rub to get that
to swallow
Force Unleashed something in my throat. Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Excuse me.
Tough.
Sorry.
Tough
one. That's a rough one.
You'll get better.
All right.
It'll
game won't.
But I'm ching.
The way that I see this is like it doesn't bother me all that much that it's being changed, because I do accept that this is how the sausage is made.
Yeah,
thing.
Definitely.
And I think it's like kind of a bummer, because I thought that was a cool aspect of like I think that's a goofy critical art. But whatever. What bothers me a lot. Is that she still has the same animation? They just pitched the camera up.
That, like
you can, the sound effect of her hitting her ass is still there.
Like that's the core problem. And like
change the whole super.
It the focus of the shot doesn't exist anymore.
So the whole...
There's no... Like, if you look at the shot, the new ones, I'm sure you've looked at it a couple times.
The animation makes no sense.
Like, all you see is, like, this. You see nothing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah,
there's no more focus to the shot.
It looks super shitty
like,
now.
It's kind of ruined.
And, like, change the whole super.
Yeah, and part of why it's ruined is because we know what
it's
supposed to look
like. It's like the Joker thing. In MK versus DC,
yeah,
the fatality.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
it's
we know,
the exact same thing.
We know what that fatality is supposed to look like.
It's, right.
And now they and just now move the camera over.
Yeah.
It's
and it's unfortunate.
And it's so minor. It's a weird play on, like,
now, don't
knowing...
Don't you worry, guys. If you want that shit to stay intact, you can play that PC version.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll have...
Oh, yeah.
You'll find a way.
In a second.
Yeah.
You'll find a way. You'll get where you need to be.
You know, it's unfortunate, because it, like, this just twists once again into, like, perverts need their pervert games. And it's like, no, it's not that.
Yeah.
Don't show me something and then change it.
Yeah.
Like, because there's definitely the other, like, normal person viewpoint on that, which is just like, I don't need Cammy's crotch and ass in my face, right? Which is like, that's not an irrational thought.
I don't know, that person's
have,
probably
but you see
a
liar. It 1 second
but
every
I,
Cammy
but
match,
I really,
right?
Yeah, like, I really don't, but in at least in Mika's case, I'm like, it was just a little funny thing.
Yeah.
It was more or less harmless in my eyes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do think, though, that it probably wasn't... There's theories like, oh, maybe Sony was forcing this or something.
Oh, whatever.
I don't think that was
the
case.
It's rampant speculation,
and I really
exactly.
don't think it was
ESRB.
Zero
information.
Yeah. Because, yeah, in my experience, like, I've seen games get treated unfairly, unevenly, but this is something that likely wouldn't be an issue for them to go from T to M.
Definitely. Like, and, like, there's stuff like, okay, you want to release Wolfenstein The New Order in Germany. Okay, you're gonna have to get rid of the swastikas, and that's the kind of thing where it's like, okay, there's unfortunately some actual...
There's a weird geographic context
there's a significant... That's a real cultural difference.
Yeah.
You know, a bikini costume, that's not a cultural difference. That's just whatever.
Yeah.
And there's stuff like Travelers 2, where, no, that's a four-year-old, and you can see most of her chest. Maybe that's worth changing. But there's stuff like this, where, like, that is a healthy adult who slaps her ass... There is no problem there.
Yeah.
You know
she
what
slaps
I, like,
it to get it ready to kill you with.
Like, it's not even worth raising your voice over.
It's not.
The biggest bummer, is literally that it's like, if the change was she had a completely new animation for that entire super, you'd go,
strange.
Oh, that's weird. That's like when they changed Abel's animation from the early version with all the punches and the kicks
and
to just the throw.
Just the throw, yeah.
And you go, oh, okay. Or she did a different pose. But she has the same pose!
Like
and they just pan the camera.
The one that's blatantly covering it up is
Well, the one that bothers me the most of the three changes is the fact that they don't grab your legs anymore
because
it's a weaker move.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
I'm like,
the
it was way more, like,
that
looks painful when they grabbed your legs. And it was an homage to fucking muscle docking
in
Ultimate Muscle.
And it's a bummer it's gone because that was really cool. I totally agree.
You know, now it's just kind of a loose drop.
It's
and it's like, oh, man.
Reorder canceled.
But, like, I don't know. It's,
yeah.
It's
you,
shitty.
Do,
but
you
it's
you
like,
say that, but some people for real.
That's the joke.
Yeah.
It's...
I've been in Fallout threads today, man. Yeah. You want to see some pre-order cancel drama.
Yeah. Like, I remember when this happened with Bravely Default. Like, that was shitty, too, where it's just, like, you're making a controversy where there didn't have to be one.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally engineering negative PR for your game.
There would have been no controversy
and, like,
if you left this as is.
And Fire Emblem Awakening and, like, Xenoblade as well.
Yeah.
And Fatal Frame. There would have been no controversy,
and
you just engineered one.
I suspect they didn't think people would catch on.
I suspect that, too.
I think that's
the
case.
But, like, nowadays, you know, people import the games, and people know them back to front before they even come out in English, and then people go through it, and because of this, immediately go to the racy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when Danganronpa came out in Japan, Ultra Despair Girls, someone said, this isn't getting released without being censored. And that was one of the things that made me say, I want to do a full LP of that.
Okay.
And it did get censored. But that's where people are at now, is the Japanese version comes out without an American version, and people say, that's going to get censored. That's going to get censored. So it's like, companies are just engineering their own problems by doing this now.
Why not just...
They're wasting money on
if
it.
If you think you're going to release the game in multiple regions, how about you make a game that can be released without editing in multiple regions?
It's, like, that wouldn't even be a problem. If the Bravely costumes in the American version were the default in the Japanese version... Nobody would
like,
even have
we're not talking about, like, what was it? What was it called? The fucking Lost Panic game.
EX Troopers.
Not talking about EX Troopers, where you plan so not far ahead that you hard-coded the Japanese art assets.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about games like, you probably had it on the table that you'd release this game in regions in which this might want to be cut or edited or local in some way.
So here's what you do, all right? That was a buggy build. There were some other weird things we saw during that footage look a little bit
odd.
You
run it back.
Right? You don't run it back, but you add stick camera control to the intro so that you can move it around like MGS and DOA. And you let you move the camera
that's
yourself.
That's work, Wooly. You know they'll never do that.
There you go.
That's man
hours. We were in the process
dollars.
Of changing up the camera system during the intros. Yeah. That's what that was.
Game's
whatever
be great.
They do, yeah.
But good enough for Kojima.
Yeah.
I mean, it always comes back to the same thing of like, but you didn't need the bikini. It's not about the bikini. It's about a company saying, I'm not good enough for the, like, this region can't handle it. Like, fuck off. Like,
or more likely, like, people internally on the team looking at it and some people are going like, I think that's too much. And some guys going, no, it's not. And some guys going, maybe it is.
There's stuff.
And then it becomes a discussion.
Well,
and then they go into a boardroom.
I always figured it was
all the guys with the suits are saying yes.
Yeah.
I always figured, like, it's you have your otaku audience who buys these games en masse like crazy when they have racy stuff in them. And that racy stuff is in there so that the otaku crowd buys them.
Kinda, yeah.
And that crowd doesn't really exist outside of that... Not in that scale.
Well, kind of, actually. That's a sad world we're in.
Really?
We're kind of, yeah.
Oh, really?
And some of that stuff gets thrown in by, like, just the artist and the guy who's working the camera during the intro. Just throws it in, and it stays in there for multiple builds.
Until a man with a tie sees it.
Yeah, no one, you know, and it just works its way around, and no one has anything to say about it until someone has something to say about it.
It's like, hey, you want these honey-glazed peanuts? They're coming soon. The honey-glazed peanuts. And then you buy them, and you get wasabi peanuts.
But I bought the honey glaze.
I wanted the honey ones.
And then the guy next to you was like, I actually prefer wasabi peanuts.
Well, and then you import the honey ones from Japan and you realize, shit, now I need a Japanese 3DS. Like
to eat these peanuts.
Good stuff. Hey.
Oh, I love your analogies just failing right at the end. Just like, oh, fuck it. I couldn't figure out what the 3DS is supposed to be here. So it's a 3DS.
The question is Uematsu working on the FF7 remake?
No.
Answer.
That's
not
the answer.
At all.
No.
He says, nah.
He hasn't worked for that company for like five to ten years.
A lot of people who are like, oh, they're going to ruin the thing are using this as evidence for them ruining the thing, but FF14 soundtrack is incredible, so.
Yeah, they have a bunch of talented people out there.
They have
music.
Some robots that can rip his ape his shit and make it sound good.
They have better musicians. Like...
I remember,
he's a composer, not a musician.
But like, that's where I'm at. It's like, they have so much talent, and it's like, but it's not Uematsu, so it's shit.
I remember a million years ago on some shitty forum that it wasn't popular, it was just some shitty offshoot forum where people were talking about Uematsu versus Mitsuda.
Yeah.
And there was this comment that stuck with me all this time, and I have no idea why. It's like, Mitsuda's a composer, and Uematsu writes jingles.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That's offensive.
Yeah, it's offensive.
It is.
But then you think about like the specific like restrictions placed on Uematsu for most of his career in the early days and like what you have to do with those. Like, there are jingle elements to his songs that makes them memorable. And like Uematsu has made some of the best soundtracks ever.
Absolutely, yeah.
The dude can't just live forever and make every project that you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's room for new guys. Like, look at Meguro. Nobody knew who fucking Meguro was until like Persona 3 came out.
Basically.
Like, he was super niche, and now Meguro is like fucking
hot
king
shit.
King dick pop
got a
man.
Rhythm game based on his music.
Yeah,
fuck.
He got a Botox injection.
Yeah, right in his balls.
That's
balls,
where you need
balls,
it.
Balls, dolls, I don't know.
Who did the music in 14?
In 14?
I think
the guy's name is Soren.
Okay.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Because, like, that guy is fucking phenomenal, so...
Yeah, he makes a lot of music, too.
I've gone back and listened to some, and it's
fucking
like,
rock solid.
Yeah. And you see people like Yoko Taro, who's working on
Masayoshi Soken.
Like, Yeah.
Dude's killer.
It's not the end of the world that you don't have Uematsu. Yeah. Like, the... You know...
Who did Guild Wars 2's music? I remember it was somebody good. Was it Jesper Kidd that did Guild Wars 2's
I don't know.
I remember it was somebody really
Jesper
big Kidd's name.
Really good, though, yeah.
Damn straight, man.
Because Guild Wars 2's
Assassin's Creed 1.
His dude is Darksiders 2 soundtracks. Mm-hmm, really strong. Mm-hmm, like that one.
Fucking... Yoko Kano doing Ragnarok online too.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it at all. It's probably because both of you guys read the manga, but I just want to say something quick. Yo, I watched One Punch Man episode 6.
Yeah.
Yo, that's when it starts to turn into a different thing. What is that show about?
When, what happens in 6?
You start to see stuff about the Hero Association.
Oh,
And he fights the Tangela monster made out of seaweed and the ghost town. I'm like, what? What is it? That show's great.
I'm waiting.
It's really cool.
I'm waiting.
That animation is
because I know.
Remember we talked about episode 1 like, can they keep up with the animation?
Yeah, they can. Okay,
it's kind of crazy.
No, I'm waiting. Because like, if I get in, I can't do the weekly.
It's like
it's gonna bother
film
me too
level
much.
Animation.
I know
every
that I
single
can't
episode. It's crazy.
Well, let's not get too out of
it's. It's not as good as Redline.
It's no Satoshi Kon.
No, but it's no Redline. But it's like 70% of the way to Redline in a weekly show.
It's like shockingly good looking. Yeah.
Speaking of nice animation in video games, Banner Saga 2 not coming this year.
Oh well.
Yeah, moving on.
Gives me more time to not play it.
Speaking of things that look really nice,
I'm pointing at Liam, making a face because he's right.
Oh yeah,
because I want to play the first one.
Oh yeah, okay.
And I'm halfway through the first one, and I'm putting it off because I'm an idiot.
It.
Nah, I didn't finish it. No.
Oh, that's a shame.
I got to a hard tactical battle. Man,
it's good.
I'm patiently waiting to get my portable Fire Emblem fix.
Okay, Banner Saga is good. Yeah. It's
a good game,
and it's not
I'm
long.
Excited to play.
It's
it,
not
man.
Long.
Yeah.
I was probably really close to the end. I bet.
New Attack on Titan game has some new screenshots that look fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, new characters too.
Go take a look. That shit looks cool.
Is Poochie the main character of the video game in those screenshots?
No. Still Aaron's game.
Oh, good.
The model of Pixis makes me think he might be playable, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, they've got to have enough like extra missions. It's not just going to be the story, you know. So it is a Tecmo Koei game after all.
Yeah.
They said they're going to have weapons that aren't represented in the manga or anime.
Okay.
So like new weapon types,
like the helicopter.
Yeah. Like that, so, yeah, like,
yeah, like
the tank,
like the APC.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
But they said they're gonna have new weapon types. So,
dude, I don't know how to describe it. The feeling I had.
You did. You tried to when we talked about it.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. No. Okay. But there's another thing.
How does it make you feel that you didn't see the movie?
I don't care.
I feel great.
I feel pretty okay.
Back at Anime North.
I have it downloaded.
Close enough. Back at Anime North, I saw an Eren and Mikasa cosplayer pair that were wearing like armor. Like they looked like fucking
like a full fan design
on,
kind of thing.
But I didn't know what it was, so I was looking at it and just holding my head, like, wait. Wait, no, wait, what?
Like,
wait,
where do they get that? You're standing in a physical location in the real world and you want to scream out spoilers at people who aren't talking to you.
I was going to go ask, and I'm like, no, don't ask.
No, Wooly,
I have to let it stew.
Wooly, just pretend it's a fan design.
And that's what it is to me.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Design.
And I'm pretty sure it was.
That's what happens to me.
But
every
I don't know.
Cross your fingers, right?
Oh.
Every time, because we all read comments on stuff. We have public Twitters. We go to gaming websites. So you're going to see spoilers. So I just like to think, like, oh, that person's just trying to mess with people. They don't even know.
Why does that communist glasses have more points?
Because
you see fucking orange glowing tiger stripe Naruto, and you're just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
The ultimate.
SSJ7 Brolinks.
The ultimate is happening right now. Like, do not go anywhere with the word Fallout on it, or you will get the end of that game spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
That game comes out tonight. And they're fucking, like, the whole thing is known.
It's so frustrating, isn't it?
Because the game leaked in some Spanish language country like a full week ago. So people have had plenty of time to just tear through it.
I want
to
know how many views there are on Fallout all cutscenes on Rajman.
Rajman Gaming HD.
Like,
tomorrow.
Right now, because it went up last week.
Beating SpanishLeaks.com to the punch.
Yeah. But like after that one Metal Gear Solid 5-1, thank God I didn't get spoiled.
Ending OL Jogo Dogmeato the final bosso.
Yeah, exactly. But like fucking pause all.
I apologize to all of our Spanish and Portuguese speaking friends for that embarrassing display. Oh, they must love that.
Emuladores.
Yeah. I see you're
Juegos.
Better. Yeah, you're better.
We've got the news that Swery needs to lie down for a little bit.
He's got the hypoglycemia.
He's got to lie down.
Yeah.
Just give him a minute.
So I hope he comes back to making games.
After. So, hypoglycemia, I looked it up.
Eat an apple, Swery.
It's like, you gotta eat all the time because your blood sugar's all fucked up.
Eat a fucking apple,
and,
dude.
And the first comment, or one of the first comments in our Reddit thread on this topic that I saw last week was like, holy shit, the stamina system in D4 now makes complete sense.
You're just eating all the time? Like, yeah,
did
true.
You play D4 or Wooly?
No, but I know.
Anytime you move a fucking step, your stamina goes down, yeah. So you're eating like 6 times in one scene.
Yeah.
It's like, oh!
You're just opening every cupboard and all the food.
Now here's the funny part.
And there's cutscenes about food.
There's a game that was about that where it was a character that had to eat to keep his insulin levels high.
Right.
And it was billed as that, and it was like to teach kids or whatever, and it was like, oh, this game teaches you, blah, blah, blah. But no one says that about D4.
No.
Or points that out that was the thing.
Well, you find that out like a year later, like, oh, that might be a hidden theme.
Like, David, as far as we know, isn't hypoglycemic. Well, he might be.
Maybe.
It's never mentioned, you know what I mean? In the same way that
does he eat like one?
Yes, absolutely.
Kind of. Whether that's canon or not, who knows, but...
This is a cool little interesting thing.
Exactly.
It's so much more interesting when it's a behind-the-scenes thing, and then you're like, oh!
Maybe that's why that's
cool.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope Swery gets better soon.
Yeah, me too. I hope he comes back to making games.
Eat an apple.
So,
eat an apple.
Eat an apple.
Lie down.
He said, please wish the best for Access Games or something like that.
What happened?
I gotta
talk to you about that afterwards.
And then we can talk about it right now. It's amazing how everyone thinks they know.
No, so I didn't want to.
Because
wanna,
that thread, I fucking read it.
I didn't
want to
pull back the curtain
I read
on
the
this.
Thread, and then I was gonna reply.
And
then I was like,
I just had that moment just now.
Yeah.
So we've been saying, what happened?
What happened?
What happened? For a while. And the original explanation got lost, which is Austin. Like, and you guys were somewhere, and...
But that was a different thing entirely, because that was, that's what happens, and that's a different thing with Matt, and that's not at all
So people, like, because we have a lot of running gags, and sometimes we explain them, and sometimes we don't, like, Do Combo will never be explained.
Nope.
But what happened is interesting... Because there's no inside joke at all.
One day, I just said, what happened? And one day, Liam just said, what happened?
And one day,
we all say, what happened?
And it's hilarious.
And that's it.
Stuck.
And seeing people race, go on the fucking
big,
crazy detective work, and
looking at videos I've never seen before,
finding
from
this
media I don't even fully understand.
And
yeah, exactly.
The ultimate, my favorite, is they found it. They found where we stole it from, and it is a Bugs Bunny cartoon from, like, the 40s with a bunch of dwarves, or those guys with the super long beards and and they're French, and one of them, like, slaps one in the face of the pie or something, and he goes, Joseph or Pierre, what happened?
No, there was
that.
A Mickey Mouse cartoon where he goes, what happened, as well.
Yeah.
So that's not from that.
It's not at all.
They found nothing.
They found the truth.
Yeah, so
and
that's always amusing.
It was a fucking teleport.
It happens about once every 2 months. It's like a thread that's like, where does this saying come from? And the answer is always fucking
garbage.
Way out there.
This is the crowdsourced, hilarious version of when you make a really funny joke to a friend of yours, and they go, oh man, that's great, where'd you get that from? And you go, I thought it, that's mine!
Yeah.
The whole reason we keep the channel alive is just for that.
I don't just rip off everyone else. That one was mine. That was a Pat or a Wooly or a Liam or a Matt
I love it though. I love the evolution.
Back to stealing jokes from Seinfeld.
Yeah, and The Simpsons.
Yeah,
and Red Letter Media.
A lot,
man. And pretty much everything.
And Larry David.
Man.
And okay, all right.
I gotta watch their Mike and Rich's predictions for fucking Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Title of that video is Rich and Mike's terrible predictions for Star Wars.
Awesome.
And it's 47 minutes long.
Like the most negatively slanted.
I don't know what the fuck it is. Okay, I bet Han Solo will do that. And Mike's like fucking big fat head is just like, I don't know why. And then they'll fall down and I will be so happy.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
We have the Don't Nod co-founder implying a Life is Strange sequel and then unimplying it with his words.
Not with his actions.
Dude, I'll imply it, too.
So he says...
imply away?
Yeah, he basically says, like...
Oh, that's an implication right there.
He said,
I already implied to you that there's going to be a sequel.
You did.
I can't go any further, but I'm implying there's a sequel.
Okay.
It was basically the weird wording.
Oh, wow. Oh, sorry.
Weird wording in him saying, like, yeah, we worked on it, and I'm going to be working on Life is Strange 2, which then everyone goes, oh, okay. And then he comes out and says, no, wait, correction. I would be happy to work on a sequel if it existed.
No, wait, you're an idiot. You fucked up. It's too late.
You fucked up. If you fucked up, you can send a letter in.
Yeah, you could.
Wait, where?
But here's the problem. What if you fuck up sending in a letter?
Then you fucked up.
So you should probably not fuck up and make sure to send it to superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
Hmm.
Now, don't fuck that up.
It's one simple email address.
That's superbestfriendcast@gmail.com. And you know why I tell them not to fuck up?
Why is that?
Because we know that some people fuck that up. Because there's those other people with similar emails.
Who send us messages.
By the thousands.
That go, hey man, what the hell?
Yeah. Sometimes they're very polite and just forward it, but other times they're like, can you please?
I used to have a cell phone number that was one off from a taxi cab company.
Oh, fuck!
I got calls usually very early in the morning,
yeah.
And they would wake me up all the time, and it was the worst, and I had
change
the number. Yeah, you know no way out.
No, exactly.
It's like when Kramer gets his numbers the one
welcome
number
welcome to
from.
Movie phone.
Yeah.
What movie would you like to see?
Kramer? Is that you?
Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you'd like to see? We got one coming in from Liam.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for sending in a letter, Liam.
He says, doing some research, I think I found Zangief's Lackluster Ultra to be a reference to a move known as the backdrop driver used in Japanese pro wrestling, often followed up by a bridge pin made famous by a wrestler named Steve Williams. Large white bearded man in red trunks.
Oh, Dr. Death.
He looks kind of like Zangief. Yeah, so, sir, you're talking about Dr. Death, and I don't think that's where it came from. And I watched the little video you linked, and it's not really... sorry. I'm looking for more for, like, a manga page that shows the impact happening three times or something.
German suplex
or some shit like
that.
You know? Yeah, it's not really... It's not Dr. Death, man.
Is he alive?
No.
CADHD posted Dead Wrestler Island as their newest song.
Jesus Christ. Damn it. Fuck that.
This dude is great. It's fucking awesome.
Jack wants to know... Jackson wants to know... You dropped him a Sex Criminals, but it's a big pile of books. It's okay. It's not your fault. Jackson wants to know... basically...
Don't drop those Sex Criminals.
With the launch of Fallout 4, I've been thinking about pre-orders, seeing quite a bit of negativity towards them, and I can't really understand why, for the life of me. The only reason I pre-order games is to get the game day one from Amazon. Why is pre-ordering a bad thing?
Pre-ordering a bad thing, depending on how or why you bought it, it's because you can't. In most retail outlets, you can't return a game once it's opened. And if you pre-order the game and then it ships, you know, the morning of the game's release, and then the reviews come out the midnight of or whatever, you don't have the ability to go, "Whoops, that game's terrible."
Because you opened it, yeah.
Because you already bought it, and that's a big hassle. On Steam, it used to be a million times worse, because you'd pre-order a Steam game, and then the instant it unlocked, you're fucked.
Yeah.
That is no longer the case. Pre-order Steam games all you fucking want. You can try that shit,
you know,
before you, like,
I don't really... Well, go ahead. Yeah.
Where I stand on it, I pre-order games all the time. Because I use Amazon, and by pre-ordering games, you get deals. So, for starters, I'm saving money. But let's say I wasn't saving any money.
Yeah.
And the only reason was to get pre-ordered DLC. So there's zero wrong with pre-ordering a game. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with pre-ordering a game.
Assuming you're doing so from in a situation in which you would be able to get to reviews or user reviews or buzz
exactly.
On time before opening it.
Yeah.
So that you could return it if it's dog shit.
Like... The shitty side of pre-order stuff is when you see stuff like Deus Ex Mankind Divided,
Augmented,
where they're like,
whatever.
We need a question mark number of pre-orders so that you guys get all the content.
The other thing
that, like, when companies try to, like, bait people in, that's dirty, because they just want to get, you know, full price purchases. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
But it's kind of dirty.
Yeah. Well, okay, the way I stand on it is that, like, they're not inherently bad, but the thing is that the more steps you are removed from product complete with all of its features for money done, the worse off you are, in my opinion.
Yeah, of course.
So whenever you, if you have a little bit of pre-order content that's on the back end, that's like, okay, if you pre-order, you get this extra character or skin or whatever. I don't like
you get the white jacket.
I don't like that. That kind of makes me frown. But it's such a minor thing that it's like
it doesn't even matter, yeah,
right?
Exactly.
If you go back a little further and it's like, if you pre-order before this cutoff date, you get more shit.
Yeah.
Like the Tomb Raider did.
So Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
The
as well,
worst
like.
Ever.
Tiers of
the
when you do your pre-order.
The worst ever for that was BioWare and EA for Dragon Age 2, I think, and Mass Effect 3, where they said, okay, guys, we'll sell these on Steam, don't worry. And they're like, well, when are you gonna open it up for pre-order? Because you have this date, let's say it's May 18th, that you pre-order before this date, you get the Signature Edition, which comes with a bunch of pre-order shit. Like, it's not like a collector's edition, but for free, just for pre-ordering. And the day that those games went on sale on Steam was the day after that cutoff date.
Beautiful.
Because they wanted you to buy it on Origin. Beautiful. It's like, fucking come on, man.
You know, but like, I get where this guy's coming from, because you see people all the time, saying that if you're pre-ordering, you're like part of the problem. And it's like, there is the tangible difference between pre-ordering a game and knowing you're going to buy it on day one and going out to the store
regardless of
and
all
buying
factors.
It on day one, regardless of all factors, is so minuscule.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you have the presence of mind to just maybe not open it until the reviews come out, if you're kind of on the edge.
If the reviews come out after the game.
Yeah, exactly. There's no issue.
So
in fact, all you're doing is you're just providing useful numbers to marketing teams. Like that's,
I should point out he's talking about Fallout 4, right?
Yeah.
The particular Fallout 4 has no pre-order bonus at all.
Yeah.
Except on PC, you get a Dota announcer pack.
Is it? Wasn't the Pip-Boy only for pre-orders?
No, that was a special edition that was functionally for only for pre-orders because it was super rare.
Yeah, okay.
But no pre-order bonuses. Apparently, it has no microtransactions of any kind whatsoever.
It is
a buy-to-play game,
and that's exactly what it comes down to. Is that not every game has pre-order DLC and stuff like that. So I don't have that feeling. The idea of pre-ordering. It's just
like,
when it gets attached to things that it's like there's a piece of content that you took out of the game because you wanted to put a stipulation on it, I kind of frown.
I would say that the only game or genre or whatever type of game that you should unilaterally, if you're smart, never ever pre-order is games with massive online components, because almost every single one of those is going to be a fucking disaster for like a whole week after release.
It happens. Yeah.
Like Master Chief and Master Chief alone. That's a fucking Halo game. That should have been a slam dunk.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, not everything can launch as well as Diablo 3, even. Like,
as long as you're a, like, quote-unquote, I'll say, responsible consumer, there's effectively nothing wrong with pre-ordering a game.
Especially if the game doesn't have any sort of incentive or whatever.
No, exactly.
Because it's reverse DLC, right?
Yeah.
It's on the upper's opposite.
Like, I've gone full circle on pre-order DLC, in which now I often look for ways to disable it or not install it. Because it's usually
game-breaking or
it's
garish.
Usually overpowered, ugly shit in the early game.
Yeah.
That, like, the Dark Souls 2 weapons, like, I've never used them a single fucking time. And I hate it when you, like, oh, good job, you pre-ordered it. Now you gain an extra level for your character at the beginning. Like, fuck, no, I want it to be like it's supposed to. Or,
if you don't like those super cool big weapons, then you can sell them.
But in Transformers, for a Platinum game, I pre-ordered it. And there's a big dark energy sword that I realized was in my inventory, and I started playing. This thing's really this is a fucking pre-order bonus, and immediately went and trashed it.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't feel too bad.
No,
pre-order Street Fighter if you like fighting games.
And I mean, if you're gonna buy it on day one, like, save yourself the hassle. Yeah. Just fucking.
Well, especially if it's Amazon, because Amazon is a very liberal return
policy. I was gonna say, like, would you want to stay up? You want us to stay up till midnight until the pre-order turns into buy?
Yeah.
Just so we don't.
Well,
the
idea is that you stay up till midnight when the review embargo lifts.
No, for sure. But again, as long as you're responsible, you just
just goes into, hey, you know what makes me feel really confident about your game when your review embargo isn't midnight of the night that it goes on sale, or
a week
the noon of the day it goes on sale. When you have a game like Witcher 3, or there's been a bunch of them. Nintendo does this sometimes, where it's like, or The Last of Us was the biggest. When's the review embargo? 2 weeks before the game came out.
Last of Us was crazy.
That screams confidence.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I still remember
Square Enix mailing out Project Silphied in like 2006
during E3,
the day of E3 to reviewers.
Mm-hmm.
And like before, like I was listening to the Bombcast, and they're like, "Okay, guys, we're not going to be able to review Project Silphied. Like, act accordingly.
Do what you gotta
and
do.
And guess what?
Yeah.
That game sucks."
I you know, like, you'd think that, like, reviews would serve the purpose in the same way that, like, a magazine would, where you're getting to read that prior to the game coming out.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
So,
like, movies are way older, and they've been doing it forever. It's like, hey, there's no reviews for this movie. How about, well, that's how'd weird. That how'd that happen? Oh, it's shit!
Yeah.
Shocker.
We got one coming in from Anthony. He wants to know, Anthony?
Yeah. Okay.
It's right there.
Sure. Okay. That's a pseudonym.
Besides your hate for mobile games, are there any pet peeves that come to mind when it comes to people playing games? I'm asking because one of my friends, after his 90-hour experience with P4G, got a text and ignored the part where you leave Inaba. Another thing that annoys me is when my younger brother... is when my younger brother multitasks between watching anime and playing MGS3, so he's totally not immersed.
So
with the game.
So that pet peeve is broader than games, and it's like, hey, you want to watch this movie? Yeah, sure.
Dude, great. Okay, here we go.
Watch the movie.
No.
Watch
dude,
it,
dude. So Paprika. I was just talking about this.
Yeah.
And it's like looking down to cut the food or to grab the drink or to grab the phone. And I'm like, pause. You can't.
You have to fucking watch Paprika.
This up so
because the money.
A lot of people that I know will be watching a TV show, and it's a plot. I'm watching Monster with a friend of mine.
Absolutely.
And he'll get up to go to the bathroom, and I'll pause it.
Yeah.
And it'll come back. It's like, oh, you didn't have to pause it. Like, yeah, I did.
You know what? Make no mistake. We are the assholes in this situation. Because we sound jerks.
We're watching
telling
this,
other people
we're watching
it wrong.
We're watching this with you so that we can relive part of our vicarious original experience with this work.
Don't stare at them while you're
don't
watching
do that.
It, though.
That's creepy.
That's the worst.
No, just feel it.
Fuckers that stare at you to wait
that's
for your
worst.
Reaction
that's
is
worst.
The worst.
No, it's just you feel the excitement.
I was with some people recently, and we put on, Arrested Development, Episode 1. Fucking, it's a
riot. That's a good show.
Hilarious. One of the people was on her laptop the whole time.
Nice.
Barely looked up. Another guy was on his tablet the whole time. Barely looked up.
Yeah.
The other woman was on her tablet the whole time. Looked up a bit more. And the other person was literally talking on the phone.
So...
And, like, I was watching it. And I was like, what... What is the fucking point?
Yeah, right. So
what is the fucking point?
Do you hit that moment where you're like, bother. Oh, do you guys want to do something else? They go, no, we want to keep watching.
No, let's do something else.
And I said, do you want me to stop it? And they're like, no, I'm enjoying it. We're enjoying it. That's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you're not. You haven't left.
And
like,
you want even... background noise.
This is one level removed
absolutely.
From the people that text and talk incessantly at the theater. Because they don't care. They just don't care about what they're doing. They don't care why they're there. Everything is a prelude to just hanging out.
Yeah.
And this is the baby version of that. This is the ampersand.
Exactly.
You nailed it. You fucking nailed it. That's the
you
worst.
Hit, you hit.
That's
you hit.
The,
you
that's
hit on the, head.
The worst one.
It's
you did it.
It's infuriating. It's beyond infuriating.
I can't think of anything that tops that.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single fucking thing.
Yeah. And I mean, and it's like the
imagine
the,
if we
the,
were
the,
playing
the
until
disinterest with a tablet is a whole other level for me because I wouldn't entertain that. Like eating your food and not and missing it because you look down and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like I'm like, all right,
you're eating something.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know? And like, and there's a couple times where it's
like
you got a text from work. You need to read that.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Well, like,
it's subtitled.
Just browsing whatever.
If it's a subtitled show, you know, especially it's like you have to read that. But no, if it's a fucking tablet or something,
nah.
I can't. I couldn't do that, man.
Imagine,
dude. It was the most frustrating thing.
Imagine.
And I eventually was like, I'm just gonna stop. And I said, what, are you not enjoying? And I'm like,
no yeah. shit, I'm not. Like,
yeah.
we're supposed
yeah.
to be conversing and hanging out and every, so
pearls before swine,
yeah.
if you would.
Yeah.
Imagine if Matt and I were playing like Until Dawn, and we got to the ending. And it's the big action scene in which, you know, it's very tense, and it, you could, and I got up to go to the bathroom,
exactly.
and wasn't back for 10 minutes,
exactly, yeah.
and then came back in and said, "Oh, what happened?"
And you heard Matt talking on his phone the whole time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
but like, you would be right to desert our content.
Now the thing with it though is that it actually touches on another thing entirely, which is some people do not get immersed
ever,
and if you know that. Then that's just unfortunate.
You abandon
then
what you need to do is to just it. Stop being friends with them.
<That's, Yep. laughs> But if you do know the person can and does get immersed, but is just not helping the situation, then it's not. You should step in.
Yeah,
and fix that. Yeah. We got one coming in from Luke, and he wants to know.
Yeah, like that, like ruined my day.
It's a bad
that,
one.
Like,
it's
just
a bad
remembering.
One because it's on point and it happened this week.
Yeah.
Dear super best mejores amigos,
very appreciated.
This guy can get a fucking Falco amiibo
of the major of the major fighting game protagonists at poster/poster boys.
So Ryu, Kyo, etc.
Straight up, who's the strongest? Strictly in terms of lore,
who's the strongest?
Ryu, Scorpion, Jago, Kazuya, Kyo, Ryo, Terry.
It's probably
Akira,
Ragna or Soul.
Exactly,
it's yeah. probably Ragna or Soul.
Ragna the Blood Edge and Soul Bad Guy.
It depends what Daisuke says.
Now here's the thing: I'm gonna give it to Soul over Ragna
because
it's not Ragna; it's the Black Beast.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the story is at now that they're in. Cheerios fan fiction.
Blaze Blue Central fiction.
Cheerios fan
Cheerio
fiction.
Fan fiction.
But I do know that
Soul's the shit.
Soul in full on install gear
takes
mode.
Takes the headband yeah. off, turns the takes the over the firebrand and turns it on.
There's mm-hmm. nothing on the planet.
Like world ending fighting game character. Like Ryu and Kyo and all those guys, they're dust.
Well, you lose if you're human to begin with.
Yeah, they're freaks. Yeah.
And
monsters.
Then if you're just a human with something special inside of you, you still lose.
Like even
because those fucking Soul's not human.
And if you're like a pathetic coward like Ryu, you double lose.
Even like the Darkstalkers cast of mutants and actual monsters are
well, who's the front man for Darkstalkers?
Dimitri.
He's like a vampire. Dimitri and then Morgan on one of them, but like that's it. Yeah.
Dimitri, Morgan and well, Jedha is the vampire savior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, no, still, exactly.
Nothing.
And like, Capcom vampires are not Guilty Gear vampires. Guilty,
no,
like,
exactly.
Like, if this thing is what is the strongest fighting game character, like, I would have to think for a long time, but I might say Slayer.
Ingrid.
Right. Ingrid, fuck off. But
it's true, though. Like, shut up. Like,
it's Master Hand.
I don't like Ingrid, but...
Taboo.
Well, then Athena.
Yeah, Athena.
You know what I mean?
Would Athena be strong?
She's a goddess. Athena.
I didn't know.
So the way that I asked,
she acts like a pop star for fun.
The way that I asked Wooly about Athena is like, okay, is Athena like minor deity strong, or and he's like, Athena is like Jesus Christ in heaven, God is strong.
Jesus Christ with all his heaven powers.
Girls
activated.
Just want to have fun.
Right.
She's
okay.
The legitimate goddess Athena for real. And all that would entail.
There's probably a Blaze Blue character who's even stronger.
Oh yeah, it's Hazuma, the Michael Jackson. Stun the insect. Fuck it, I'm saying it. Stun the insect.
Well, that's Terumi, not really Hazuma.
Oh, get out of here.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
It's Tao Kaka. She's the secret fucking final protagonist.
Kokonono.
Kokonoe.
Coco.
Kokobo.
Alright, we got this guy.
How do Kokobo?
This guy just ranted. about how American internet is bullshit. Keystrix just says here.
You're preaching to the choir here.
Dear Team Four Star friends, longtime fan and email spammer here.
That's
question for you this week is: what price do you pay for your internet speed, and how is your service?
Too much.
Here in America,
not good
in America, I don't know if you know this or not, but the internet's controlled by an oligopoly contract between nearly all major companies, so it's not great. kind of like up here.
Actually, ours is weird and better. It's worse and better in some ways.
Bell used to own the world, and now
they still kind of do.
It's their lines, yeah. but the government forced other companies to be able to use their lines. If you're not familiar with it, that's what it is. I suggest you look it up if you want to see some vomit-worthy.
Oh, I know. Bullshit. Everybody knows Comcast sucks shit.
Same deal up here.
Just because we're Canucks doesn't mean we don't know about your AT&T and Comcast woes.
Dude, personally, dude, that PlayStation E3 press conference is still the best.
Never forget.
Where they announced that the Vita 3G model will be using AT&T.
Audible booze.
The
only E3 conference I have ever seen. Ever.
Ever, entirety
of E3
Yeah.
No cheering, only booze.
We know.
I personally ended up paying big fees for a full internet speed package that was only I was only getting a quarter of. I even had points where my cable internet speeds were being outperformed by AOL dial-up.
Nice. How?
Yeah, it's all bullshit. It all sucks.
You want the ultimate. You want the fucking ultimate. When I went to fucking Japan on my trip, and I got there, and my girlfriend had this fucking Wi-Fi device.
Yeah, I had one of them, too.
That she just put in her purse.
Magic Jacks.
And this fucking thing was almost as good as my internet at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this fucking temporary satellite Wi-Fi device.
Absolutely.
I pay... I'm not going to tell you the exact number, because, well, I don't want to. But I pay easily, like... hundreds of dollars for my fucking
hundreds?
Internet. No, okay. It's under 200.
Over 100 bucks a month?
Over, yeah. It's between 100 and 200. And it's gonna go up when I move. The quality isn't good enough, and the price is too high.
No, unless you're getting the fiber optics.
I am. That's why it's gonna go up.
Yeah.
And I gotta pay the extra $35 so that they don't cap my data, because I am pulling down and uploading a lot of data.
Well, my thing was around like $80, $90 for unlimited internet. Not the fastest, but unlimited. Yeah,
she's the fastest.
And I just called up Bell and complained hard enough, and now I pay like $17 a month.
My service this month,
but that's
going to
go away in 2 years.
Yeah,
where they had a zap the cap kind of policy, whereas like at a certain time frame you're unlimited.
Boo!
All right,
ugh.
And they are just changing that now to a weighted share policy where it's.
Are you a tech savvy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's they're doing that. Okay.
Yeah, and it's the heavier users, but it's only like a 0.5% of their users that use the most bandwidth are going to start seeing some slowdown when they hit a certain threshold of their usage.
No, but, internet's bad all over, man.
Yeah, so, but the funny part is he ends this with, so whatever, it's all shitty, forget about streaming Netflix because I got a cap and all da-da-da-da.
Oh, caps.
Okay, Comcast used to be uncapped and they're putting in a thing where you're going to have to pay $30 to have it uncapped. And that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But what is a million times worse is having no uncapped option at all.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have had months where it is like 10 terabytes of fucking data. We're uploading videos, and sometimes they fail.
I know how many videos we upload.
Yeah, okay,
that's a lot of Star Trek seasons.
Yeah, shut up. But, no, but all, like, I've completely cut the cord. Everything is through that pipe. If you're a crazy power user, that's possible. Mm. Even on normal months, it's 1 terabyte. Right? You know,
I often find myself wishing I was living in another country. Maybe Canada would be a pretty good place to
live. Canada's a nice place to live. I'm sure you'd like it.
Though, dude,
but Canada, you'll save it on the rent.
You'll save it on the rent. Unless you live in TO.
Or Vancouver.
Or Vancouver.
But you'll have that mental hurdle where Canadian bucks are always higher and more expensive sounding than American bucks because, like, you know, the American dollar is worth more.
Yeah.
So when Americans come up here, everything seems super expensive.
Oh, yeah, no. My girlfriend, every time she comes up here, she goes and looks at the makeup.
Yeah.
And she goes, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
The makeup prices.
But then you think about it for a second, you're like, oh,
And then she'll go over to, like, to tomatoes and be like, what the, how do you people eat? And then we'll go over to something else and, like, oh, this is like a cent.
And we go down to the States and we go, oh, my God, everything's so cheap. It's
No.
That's just how it is. Everything's so fucking expensive. Like,
yeah, because you do the math in your head because you're smart.
I guess
you gotta you stop doing that, it'll seem cheaper. Just be ignorant.
Victor wants to know, have we ever used the play speed modifier while watching videos, and do you think that there are LPs that having the play speed going can make it the LP lose a part of the entertainment value?
Okay Great question.
I have never watched a video with play speed except when I'm editing stuff and like, oh, I know there was a part I was supposed to cut, but I can't quite remember.
Same here.
I'll play at a double speed or 1.5 times speed.
For my own watching purposes, I've never sped up a video.
Or when I was doing Chrono Trigger, and there was a couple others where it's like, okay, I want to speed up this footage.
No, this
what's the feasible limit that I can speed up this footage?
No, for your own watching purposes.
Never.
During Super Mario RPG, which is up and finished, when we got lost in the forest, I sped that up significantly, but I sped it up by the correct multiple. So if you put the play speed to like 0.25, you can just watch it normally. Audio is a bit distorted because of the nature of it. Because
it's chipmunking.
It is
you made it the right speed.
It's totally watchable if you adjust the speed downwards.
When I was doing the Chrono Trigger
when
I was doing the Chrono Trigger grinding, I was like, okay, I doubled the speed. I was like, this isn't enough. I doubled the speed.
Like 16, like that, 32.
That, like, you can go look back, look at those parts. Okay. Like, that shit is a fucking blur. Here,
let me give,
because we were doing it for a while, but I wanted the proof.
Let me give him some more context. He's been listening to the podcast for 2 years now, and when he started, it was in mid to late August. It took time to keep up, and it was pretty hard. So, after falling 50 podcasts behind, I started attempting to up the play speeds.
That's tough.
It started at 1.1, and nowadays it's at 2.
Woo!
I think even once it got to 2.4.
What's this guy's name?
Victor.
Hey,
then I wanted to catch up on the LPs, so
Victor
started boosting the play speed to 1.25.
Hey, you should listen.
And soon it became 1.5.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
What's nuts is he's at the end. So he's like... And then he got... It's an alien!
That's an alien! Sorry, Wooly. We've been having a resurgence of...
I know.
...of love over the snail. But
I know.
He loves it way more than me.
It's the speed bit.
I know. And you know, the Bloodborne talking about me in every episode compilation hit the thing.
You mean the Shitstorm thing?
Shitstorm,
yeah,
rather.
No. The first clip.
I'm aware that every other video I'm not in, you good 7 minutes of running or whatever. You push it super hard.
I
know you know.
The first part of that Shitstorm video is like 25 episodes in, where we're like, hey, Matt, I think we're overdoing it. And then
the fucking stat was 34 mentions out of 31 videos.
Whoa, that's too much.
It was mostly Matt. I'm gonna throw him under the bus on that.
I should watch it.
It's a good shitstorm.
This
can we upload that to our channel?
So the
thing. Oh no, we're not. Let's leave him on his thing.
This guy got so used to speed binge watching that he started.
That's a term.
I would get through a 26 episode anime like Trigun running at 1.25.
Holy shit,
dude! You can't do that. That's like,
if you're accustomed to it, I guess you could.
Are you
enjoying it?
I think that's the question.
If you adjust to anything, it should be enjoyable.
If it's a rewatch, maybe it doesn't matter as much, but on a very
core reason, when you depending on what stuff you're using to speed it up, like you could be like pitching the audio up considerably into ranges that it was never intended to do, could screw up. And like, how do I put this? I love Evangelion a lot. I absolutely adore that anime. There's I think it's episode 22 or something. It's the elevator shot.
Yeah.
Right? In which Asuka and Rei stand in an elevator, and it's very awkward, and it's like fucking 2-3 minutes long. It's crazy long.
Yep.
It's because they ran out of money. If you watch that scene, and that scene took 30 seconds or a minute, it's not the same scene. But everything else is adjusted.
You know what I mean?
Yes!
I guess if you subjected it to yourself for long enough,
I'm totally obsessed with watching things in their proper environment under their good conditions.
It's like Street Fighter Turbo, right?
If it's a show, though, if it's a media of some kind...
They were planned to
And if you've already watched it, especially, and it's your second watch... just go watch fucking Death and Rebirth then.
Yeah.
If you want to rewatch Gurren, but you want to speed it up, just watch Gurren Hennin Lagann Hennin.
Or just skip to the ending of the movies.
Fucking go watch compilation movies. That's the way I feel about it, you know?
It'd be too weird.
I would never do it myself,
but I think if you really subjected yourself, you could probably get in that.
All right, so ampersand.
Victor.
No, ampersand. Here's a new pet peeve. If you sit down next to somebody to watch a movie and they crank it up to an above average speed,
that's weird.
Yeah. If that happened, I would punch that person.
But that's pretty cool, though.
Like, I appreciate the ability.
Except for if you're watching Gaim and you're getting really tired. and you want to know if the episode's worth it or not.
Yeah. I can't.
It was only a filler episode I think we did that for.
It was the guest episode we were losing my shit over.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. It was such garbage.
Yeah, just like the other baby shows that we watch.
Right. Yeah.
And last one coming in from Angelo. Simple challenge, name a game that you believe everyone forgot about.
Everyone forgot about?
Yep.
Silent Bomber.
Tongue of the Fat Man.
Oh, wow. Okay. And Liam? You got one?
Fuck, I don't know.
I want to ask. I've never heard of Tongue of the Fat Man. Have you ever heard of Silent Bomber?
I've heard of Silent Bomber.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't count.
I've heard of Silent Bomber.
Okay. Absolutely. That's the best response.
Because it's like there's always someone out there, but I don't know, like Silent Hunter or Jewels of the Oracle. Like,
Jewels of the Oracle I've definitely never heard of.
Silent Hunter is a good one too. That's the Ubisoft sub series.
So everybody forgot about the silent games.
What's Jewels of the Oracle?
It's like first person mist like puzzle game on PC.
Oh, okay.
Like I'd want to.
If we're going back to PC, I've got and a Mac. Fucking handful.
Oh, there's like 100 games that I've mentioned that everyone. I'm like, you remember Cyber Dogs? And everyone goes, no.
Did you play Creature Shock?
Yeah. Like that's a tricky question because it's like there's always someone, right?
Like a game that I'd say like everybody should have forgotten, but people go I love that game. A Silent Bomber is a fucking awesome PS1 action game where it's not made by Hudson, but it is like a futuristic Bomberman, and you paint targets with a lock on like Star Fox and set bombs on them. And you have a bunch of different power-ups, and it's just a fucking amazing action game. It's really great.
Okay.
You would really like it.
Tongue of the Fat Man is a shitty fighting game.
What? Yours was a shitty fighting game?
Shocking.
Crazy. See, if we didn't do Mecha Week, I could have said X-Ranza.
So that's true. We're going to have is this week's Fisticuffs will be a combo of Tongue of the Fat Man and Blaze Blue.
Yep.
Look forward to it. Yep. And next week will be an Ultimax Naruto combo.
Guaranteed.
That's not going to stop being funny.
We're not lying.
I love it.
Never.
I love how happy people are when we tell them that you know, Blaze Blue's coming.
What are you looking forward to? Ultimax?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. I love it.
What are you looking forward to, though?
Oh, that
was the question. Fallout's this week.
I'm debating. My girlfriend says I'm an idiot, and she's right. I'm debating because I have a bunch of Red Bulls in my fridge, and Fallout unlocks at like 10 p.m. and the servers go back up for FF14 at 4 a.m. And I'm debating, like,
playing it for 6 hours
just
and then
fallouting my way into patch 3.1. And those are the two things I'm looking forward to. I hope Fallout's not too broken.
Hey, if you play Fallout, can you do me a favor? Can you play your entire first session with the Steam controller?
No.
No, you have the other one.
I don't care.
Hey, I tried using it this week. What a fucking
you
want to
talk about that for 2 seconds?
So I pop it in to play Portal 2. The fucking game. Portal 2, right?
Portal 2.
And
the company.
And everything's working, except the stick isn't mapped to movement. It's mapped to nothing. So I'm like,
strong.
Fuck. Strong. And so I go into the controller settings, and I see, it's on keyboard. Shit. I change it to controller. Everything works perfectly, except the fucking stick doesn't work. Fuck. So I grab the mouse. Every time I grab the mouse, I think to myself, man, I sure look around a lot better when I'm using a mouse versus this touchpad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I close the game, I close Steam, I hold the button, the controller turns off, Steam opens again. That was my experience.
There you go.
Yep. And then he came back, told me that story, and gave it back to me.
Oh, you gave it back? I haven't actually given it back to you. No. You filled that in your mind. Because you want it to be gone.
Okay, fine. Then I was informed today on either Reddit or Twitter, I forget where,
in Fallout 4, they talk to you, and there are characters that will use your first name.
Yeah.
Because they recorded tons and tons of lines.
Including stuff like John Cena.
Including John Cena.
And Gray Fox.
And Fuckface. Fuckface is a name that your character can have in Fallout.
Is it like wrestling where you type out whatever and then you have to choose
version? I believe you. I don't know. You choose it.
They just have an automatic thing for like a ton of them. You type in Liam, Liam will be in there. And they'll just
John Cena's okay, in there.
And if you say something, and if you put something that's not in there, they have a different line.
Okay.
They'll like Traveler or whatever.
Cool. But it's like 1,000
Chewy
Man may not be
it. Go or it won't type of thing.
Exactly. Chewy Man. But no, I'm looking forward to Fallout and Patch 3.1. And no, I'm not going to play my fucking first couple hours of Fallout. Like, the game's going to bug out on me. And,
well, that's why that's why the dialogue trees are nowhere near what they used to be then.
Yeah, dude,
totally. That's the reason.
Because there's infinite fucking name variations.
That's a reason.
And because your character speaks.
Jeez. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
no. It matters. Yeah.
There's reasons, but it's.
I don't think most characters use your name though. I think it's only like your robot butler.
Well,
and, like,
otherwise they'd have to record 1,000
like
lines for every
NPCs.
Character. So,
No, like that game's gonna be buggy. Like how buggy? I don't know. Because I made it. I really enjoyed the launch day Skyrim on the 360. That was buggy enough. Mm. And if I get trapped in an elevator or some shit, like
that
article, which is amazing. If you want to go read an article about how buggy games can fuck up your life, go read the article. I don't know what, but
it's on the verge.
On the verge, or I'm trapped in an elevator in Fallout 4.
What do I do?
What do I do?
My fucking 10-hour save, a few hours.
And
back?
He regressed his save multiple hours, and the bug recreated itself. So he's like, do I just start the whole fucking game over?
Wow.
But on PC, I'll have no clip.
So we'll
see what happens. I'll probably end up diving right the fuck into it. What are you looking forward to, Liam? I'm not playing that. Why would I fuck up my first experience with that by playing with a Steam controller? Holy shit.
No, I know.
Damaged.
I don't know. I started playing Norn 9, so I'm looking forward to continuing to play that and Syndicate and Yo-Kai Watch. And
maybe I'll check out... I'll keep playing Syndicate.
The one game that's coming out this week that I am looking forward to playing is Spelunker World. You know what fucking Spelunker is?
Yeah, it's some bullshit in
caves.
Yeah.
Amazing 2D platformer. Not Spelunky.
Yeah.
Definitely not Spelunky.
No, Spelunker.
That. Spelunker World is like it's a free-to-play multiplayer Spelunker by Square Enix. And Spelunker's fucking sick, so I'm excited to play that. You want a hard platformer? You want Spelunker.
Okay.
Spelunker HD on PS3, also amazing. Also not free-to-play.
Okay.
Cool. Amazing game. Very tough.
Wooly, you're looking forward to playing Street Fighter V, I bet.
Yeah. So here's what I'm doing, actually. This fucking genius of a dude named Tool Assisted, God bless him, has put out frame data, and I'm in there.
You just in there?
And I'm creating my frame traps, and I'm adding numbers, and I'm crunching and dividing by zero, and I've got some setups.
You know, might all.
Yeah.
So
no, he doesn't care.
Yeah, no, I'm just. I know you know.
We all know.
Yeah.
But the theoretics.
I'm pointing
are
at myself.
Still
here's
valuable.
Stage one, and then I'm pointing at Wooly. There's stage two.
Yeah.
The value. They're all valuable.
They are valuable. No, they are. They are.
And on that like same train, I'm watching back episodes and catching up on what is fastly and quickly becoming my fucking favorite new show, which is Capcom Pro Talk with Mike Ross. Oh my god, this show is the best. It's like, it's just Mike Ross interviewing people and then defending, playing against people to defend Twitch Turbo accounts, which if you beat them, you get a Twitch Turbo thing. And he has like Flow on and LPN and just all
these
people.
How many episodes are there?
There's like 2 seasons of it now.
Shit.
And like,
so it's,
and
it's
an official Capcom Pro Talk.
Capcom
and like,
Pro Talk.
And it's officially hosted on Capcom stuff. There's some episodes that never made the cut for due to various reasons. Shit got a little too real.
When where
they exist?
They're on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can go find them. And
you know what?
I'm having a ball.
Well, Mike
it's
Ross.
Hilarious.
Is it like fucking what was the Cross Tekken thing called? Dahlgren.
No, not at all.
No?
That was
okay.
That was a competition.
Yeah.
This is just a talk show.
I'm saying, is it a mess like that? Or
No. This is a talk show, and it's just Mike Ross and like friends
right.
with him just shitting on them or them shitting on him and. Everyone gets blown up, and it's beautiful.
I love Mike Ross. Mike Ross is the best.
Everyone loves Mike Ross.
Like, I want him to be the proper actual face of the FGC.
Dude, like...
He is the best.
Like, just so many beautiful, perfect moments of, like, shit gets wrecked horribly, and he has this moment of stunned silence that he often has.
Yeah.
That's just so fucking perfect.
He's just thinking.
It's great. It's great. I love it. Capcom Pro Talk is the best.
Capcom Pro Talk.
I can't watch enough. Yeah. No, I'd like
to check that out.
Yeah, I actually
because I love Excellent Adventures. So.
No, I watched a bunch of the older episodes, and then there was some that were like not up on YouTube yet that were on the Twitch archives, and I fucking subbed in to go watch
just to
them.
Go watch it.
Yeah. So
cool, cool. That's
all right, I got no outro.
That's it.
Make it smooth,
Matt. What are you looking forward to this week?
His new married life, I suppose. Hey, we have to stop saying the missus, or especially I have to, because that's going to get confusing, because he has a real missus now.
Yeah. So you just say Matt's wife.
The wife.
Or...
Is he turning into Dom? Have you noticed he's doing that now? Every time he says my wife, screams
He always says it as loud as possible.
It's true. It's true.
This is a terrible outro. This is awful.
It's pretty bad.
This is really. This is what happens when I have no topics.
But I think it's fitting of Geek Fest.
Yeah, it's fitting of Geek Fest.
Yeah.
So that will go up
Friday.
That will go up.
It's the boss.
You can watch it. It's awkward. Like this.
This is
like
a preview.
This is pretty
this
much
is a
it.
Preview of what it's going to be like.
Yeah. Okay. So So don't even put music. Don't even put music
at
the end of this one.
At this point.
Just like, let's just do a hard cut in the middle of my...
Yo girl was on me like, yeah. She wanted more, so I was like, yeah. I said, girl, let me try something new, please. Yeah. I get an ass and gravity squeeze. Gravity squeeze. Gravity squeeze. Gravity, gravity, gravity squeeze. Like, you should. I was like, no, all I wanna do tonight is... Gravity squeeze. Gravity squeeze. Gravity, gravity, gravity squeeze. Like, you should. I was like, no! First stop, squeeze on that chest. Now you wanna have some sex? I can't let you do that, baby. I just wanna squeeze, and then I wanna leave. Nothing more, nothing less. Grab them butts and then them chest. I can squeeze enough for a whole damn crew, but I will not have sex with you. Can you understand? I'm a 10 squeeze man. Handful of booty in each my hands. I see you wanna dance for doing your dance, but I ain't cancer, so you can't have sex with me. I see you grunting on my leg, that's gross. Girl, stay still, just like a lifeboat. I will grab all night if I damn well please, cause no girl can resist my gravity squeeze. Gravity squeeze. Gravity squeeze. Gravity, 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 gravity squeeze. Like, all I wanna do tonight is gravity squeeze, gravity squeeze, gravity, 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 gravity squeeze. Like, you I was like, no! Gravity squeeze, gravity squeeze, gravity, gravity, gravity squeeze. Like, you I was like, no! All I wanna do tonight is gravity squeeze, gravity squeeze, gravity, gravity.